Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us today. This Thursday, the 19th of March, 2009, we're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. We have a Dr. Chuck Baldwin, Constitutional Party presidential candidate 2008, who was basically listed as a terrorist leader by the state police propaganda document put out in Missouri, written by the feds, and that's what the document does. Don't let them spin it. Also, we've got Commander David K. Robin of the American Legion joining us, outraged by the fact that they're going to make all veterans pay for their own health care. Now, that's CNN, ladies and gentlemen, and they put a spin on it and say it's good. So basically, you'll have to get your own insurance when your arms and legs get blown off or you breathe nerve gas or you get shot. You know, more than 15,000 troops have died in Iraq. They just changed the rules 7 years ago as they were building up for the war. We've now passed the 6-year mark for being in Iraq, but 7 years ago they changed the accounting rule, kind of like they've changed all the other federal statistics that were always somewhat fraudulent, but now even more fraudulent, to where if you're not looking for employment anymore and you just dropped out of society, which tens of millions have done, you just are counted as employed. Isn't that interesting how they cook the numbers there? Well, it's the same thing here, and you can pull this up. You can just Google it. The government admits it. 15,000-plus troops 5 years in, I haven't looked at it in a year, have died of their injuries since they left Iraq. And, I mean, they can die on a jet, medical aircraft, flying them to New York City or to D.C. or to Virginia or to Ramstein in Germany, and it doesn't count. So when I say 5,000 died in the Obama deception, I'm just going with what they're officially spinning and saying, not even counting the 1,000-plus dead contractors as well. So it's well above that. Continuing, we have Stuart Rhodes from Oath Keepers coming on the show. This is a group of police and military saying they're going to keep their oaths to not violate the Bill of Rights and Constitution under criminal orders from either the commander-in-chief or their direct commanders in the military and police departments, police chiefs and others. So that is coming up. We also have author Jeff Grupp, author of Corporatism, the Secret Government of the New World Order, very interesting professor, joining us in the last hour of the show today. We scheduled him from last week. So that's basically what is coming up. Okay, massive news, very important news. Let me break it down right now. House passes mandatory national service bill. You heard me. It's now going to the Senate. They are going to do this. They are moving on every front. By the way, Obama is going down to Mexico. I was listening to him live. I gave a speech on the radio this morning. To a crowd saying that, well, we're going to fix the illegal alien problem because we're just going to legalize them. The American people want to legalize them. They just want them to be official and legal and have papers, you know, be in the system. And so get ready for that as well. But just off the charts report, prisonplanet.com, Paul Watson, House passes mandatory national service bill. The House passed a bill yesterday which includes disturbing language indicating young people will be forced to undertake mandatory national service programs as fears about President Obama's promised civilian national security force intensify. Watson's being too timid here, like he always is. If you read the bill that passed, it says forced service, so I'm going to read it. Yes, they have passed it. It's going to the Senate right now. The Obama administration is now having to admit they engineered the loopholes for the banks with the bailout money. Of course they did. I mean, Geithner wrote the bailout bill for Paulson. We'll be right back. Stay with us. What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population control breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're jam-packed with guests today, so I'm going to go right into the news. Gates. This is up on PrisonPlanet.com. This article is of maximum importance. We need this to go to the four winds immediately. House passes mandatory national service bill. Legislation intensifies fears about Obama's civilian national security force. Intensifies fears? I mean, when they're marching down the street in massive brigades, will that intensify fears? You see, we get accused constantly of exaggerating. No, I have to call Kurt Nimmo, Paul, Steve, Aaron constantly and say, hey, you didn't put the fact that they added Ron Paul and bumper stickers in this MIAC report. I didn't see that in there. I can't believe that. Read it. It's in there. It's worse than they say. It's worse than this headline says. Read the bill. We're about to read the bill on air right now that's passed the House. And I understand why Representative Jim Guest of Missouri, when he first heard about our story last week, didn't believe it at first. He said that on air because it's so horrifying. It's so unbelievable that the government is out of control and as criminal as it is. But it's happening. It's really going on. This is why, if you study criminology, people let con artists in their houses. It's why women get in cars with killers. Because, oh, he was a nice man. He was wearing a suit. You know, Ted Bundy. The few women that escaped, and finally that's why he got caught, was, oh, I was so clean cut. I couldn't believe a serial killer would be clean cut. Most of them are.
And so because all these politicians are wearing fancy suits up there and have fancy teleprompters and, you know, big curtain backdrops behind them, people get conned. It's worse than we can even describe here, ladies and gentlemen, the full spectrum of deception and disinformation by the establishment media, the twisting, the boldness of the politicians' lies. All right, I'm pontificating. Let me get into the article. House passes mandatory national service bill. Legislation intensifies fears about Obama, civilian national security force. Paul Watson, PrisonPlanet.com. The House passed a bill yesterday which includes disturbing language indicating young people will be forced to undertake mandatory national service programs as fears about President Barack Obama's promised civilian national security force intensify. I mean, why would we be wondering if he's going to do it when his chief of staff wrote a book about it? Obama's given a bunch of speeches. Rahm Emanuel has. It was on change.gov. We exposed it and they pulled it, saying mandatory service for middle school, high school, college, adults, seniors. I mean, it was we got a screenshot of it. It's right there. It's in Obama deception. People are like, maybe Alex is right. Maybe they are planning to put troops on the streets. They've announced they're doing it. It's already happening. They're announcing world taxes and world government. Yes, it's all true. It's all real. Can we stop the denial and do something about it instead of debating all day whether it's happening or not? I'm going to read this bill. The Generations Invigorating Volunteerism and Education Act. Remember, compulsory volunteerism, another doublespeak term, just like the Patriot Act's unpatriotic. You know, just everything is a doublespeak term. The New Freedom Initiative, where the government wants to put half the kids on drugs and their own documents. It's new freedom. Don't you love these terms? The Generations Invigorating Volunteerism and Education Act, known as the GIVE Act, Benny Hinn as the president? The Generations Invigorating Volunteerism and Education Act, known as the GIVE Act, was passed yesterday by 321-105 margin and now goes to the Senate. And the Senate's usually worse along the socialism-fascism line, so it looks like it's going to pass. Get ready, folks. Under Section 6104, of the bill entitled Duties, duties, what you got to do. That's why it's called a duty. In subsection B6, the legislation states that a commission will be set up to investigate whether a workable, fair, and reasonable mandatory service requirement for all able young people could be developed. That's a quote. Mandatory. Now, you know, in Australia and everywhere else, this is how they introduce it. They go, oh, it's just a test of the National ID card through the Real ID Act, and then they force it down your throats. Oh, don't worry. If you don't like it, don't worry. It's just a test. Or don't worry, we're going to ban most websites in Australia that you can visit and have Chinese-style net censorship. That's the government's quote. But it's just a test. And then 2 months later, they're saying, it's going to be permanent. So don't worry, we're just looking at mandatory service. We're just seeing how we can do this in a workable fashion. Well, they've already said how they're going to do it. They've been setting it up for 20 years. It's called SecureCorps, a division of AmeriCorps. And they've got pilot programs from Illinois to Pennsylvania to Texas to California, where they turn the entire school into a government-run military academy for boys and girls. And the kids are told, you can't own guns, you can't shoot guns, your parents are bad, Second Amendment's bad. But then, oh, would you like to go to the shooting range with M16s? Oh, you can't have that, but if you're with the government, you can. Here, M16s. And then right out of high school, they're going to go into the brigades. You can go read the Philadelphia Daily News article from 6 years ago where they laid it all out. And it said in the article that they had the high school students training with M16s and training with the SWAT teams and Army on how to go door-to-door and do cordon operations, locking down cities, and how to do fugitive apprehension. That is Philadelphia Daily News. You cannot make this stuff up. They beta tested. They're getting ready to roll it out. And now you're slack-jawed, drug head, know-it-all, video game players have been playing all these violent games, who've all been primed for this. They're going to love their new authority through the government, and they're going to be running around in their uniforms, and they'll come to the dinner table at night and boss you around, and, hey, Mom, hey, Dad, I'm with the Hitler Youth now. I mean, this has been done everywhere, and this is the Mao did it, Hitler did it, Stalin did it, Lenin did it, Pol Pot did it, Fidel Castro did it. This is the most stinking, out-of-control tyranny you can get. I just want to tell all the young snot-nosed punks, don't try running a checkpoint with me. Don't try coming up and tasering me. I just can't handle it anymore. I can't handle the scumbag bankers robbing this country and the classical tyranny they're setting up and the dumbass public that doesn't know that tyranny's looking down the barrel of a gun at them. I'm sorry. I'm just getting angry, folks. It's just really starting to get to me. Under Section 6104 of the bill entitled Duties, it says a fair and reasonable mandatory service requirement for all abled young people could be developed. And they admit this is a military draft for a million-person domestic military. And it says in the, can't remember the exact code. It was 1014 point. Hey, guys, Google this for me right now. Google this because I can't talk in Google. And then print it for me. It's in the Obama deception, but it's not even a bill. The Pentagon just said they're doing it. Headline: Pentagon announces or Pentagon launches new civilian force. PrisonPlanet.com. Pentagon launches new civilian force. PrisonPlanet.com. Print that for me, please, so I can give people the actual code on that. Okay. Section 120 of the bill also discusses the Youth Engagement Zone program and states that service learning to the public schools will just be complete drone brainwashing indoctrination camps now, re-education camps. Section 120 of the bill also discusses the Youth Engagement Zone program and states that service learning will be mandatory part of the curriculum in all of the secondary schools service by local educational agency. But see, that's federal funding. They call it the new Obama doctrine, the new Obama curriculum, and it's happening. The legislation states is slated to cost $6 billion over 5 years, would create 175,000 new service opportunities. They're going to pay them, too. So then we'll say, well, it's not really service. You have to do it, but we're going to pay you. That's like a draft under AmeriCorps. But here's the key. In that Army code announcement, they say million-person army and that service will not be voluntary, it will be mandatory, and that, yes, they will decide whether you stay here domestically as part of the occupation force or whether you go overseas. It says it in the bill, and it says it in the code. Did you find it? Call Paul Watson. He'll know the exact headline. I have to have that right now or people won't believe it. Thank you. I mean, it's Pentagon announces new civilian force. That's the headline. Pentagon announces new civilian force. PrisonPlanet.com. It'll come up. The legislation is slated to cost $6 billion over 5 years. It goes on. Under AmeriCorps, bringing the number of participants in the National Volunteer Program to 250,000, it will also create an additional corps to expand the reach of volunteerism into new sectors, including a Clean Energy Corps, Education Corps, Healthy Future Corps, and Veterans Service Corps. So they're going to have the military. When you get out of the military, you'll be domestic military. And expands the National Civilian Community Corps. That's it. He's got a link to it. To focus on additional areas like disaster relief and energy conservation. And then he's got links to the mainstream news reporting all this. The Senate is also considering a similar piece of legislation known as the Serve America Act, which also includes language about youth engagement zones. Here's about Obama's plans to create involuntary servitude were first stoked in July 2008 when Obama told a rally in Colorado Springs, "We cannot continue to rely on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives we have set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded." And it just goes on from there. Now, that's big news. I'm going to cover it more with Chuck Baldwin. But, first, when we get back, they've been caught with their pants down on this issue with the loopholes on the bailout money going into people's bank accounts, the robbery going on. So we'll tell you about that.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is not contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
All right, let me give you one of their favorite tricks, one of their favorite tactics, and we'll get into this banking scam news, latest developments there. They will announce carbon taxes after hyping up the earth dying, everything's being destroyed, carbon dioxide's deadly poison, the polar bears are drowning, all these lies. And then they'll have the federal government propose satellite tracker boxes in all cars, taxes on your homes, taxes on every, literally every product out there, just thousands and thousands. And it just expands on from there. And then he'll come out and say, oh, we're not doing that. It's a conspiracy theory. We have no plans to do that at this time. Obama came out 2 weeks ago and said, we're going to make veterans of all wars, including the current one, get their own insurance and then pay for their own health care. CNN reported it, AP, everybody, And they put the spin on it. Oh, it's good. We need to do that. Oh, he's so good. Because we told you, this isn't a socialist. And socialism is bad enough because it makes you dependent. They're already done with the socialism phase domesticating us. The only socialism is taking all our money and giving it to the bankers, and that's fascism. You know, they take $9.7 trillion, and then a couple hundred billion comes back to the states with strings attached. That's their socialism. Their socialism is saying no health care for the troops. Their socialism is saying that cities all over are cutting health care for police and firemen and city workers. That's your socialism. You see, tyranny is about robbing us. That means every stinking one of us except for a few thousand elite. Comprende. We comprehend that. Here it is. It says, Obama changes course on veterans' health care. President Obama has reversed course on a plan to have the private health insurance of veterans pay for health care. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs issued a statement Wednesday saying the proposal had been floated, and this is whitehouse.gov in his briefing room page, quote, maximize the resources available for veterans as well as keep costs down for Veterans Administration. Gibbs said that after consulting with several leaders, the president now believes the move could affect the ability of veterans and their families to have access to health care. Really? Who would have thunk it? Now, they will go ahead and ram this through. They're going to go ahead and they've almost made it impossible for veterans to get anything other than pills, any real surgeries, you name it. And they've got people that don't even have real, you know, proper medical licenses from India and places. I'm not saying they don't have some real medical schools over there, very smart folks, just as smarter than Westerners. I'm not top scientist. Point is, they have a lot of quack schools over there like Mexico does, and there's a bunch of quack doctors, and it's come out in the news, people don't even have real medical degrees, you know, cutting off the wrong leg or leaving tools inside people. You know, Russian doctors, you name it. So that's going on. And so they'll just make it very hard for you to get health care and then say, you just need to have your own insurance. Okay? That's how this works. So as huge opposition mounts when they introduce it, they then back off, and then they'll be right back in a month with it again. And then they'll deny they ever said it again, and then they'll come right back with it again. And then they'll deny, and then they'll, about the third or fourth time, they'll go ahead and do it. They'll just get you're sick of talking about it and get you acclimated. Every time the outrage grows to a crescendo that's about to spill out and actually hurt the establishment, they back off and say, we never said that, or, well, we're not going to do that now. And they come right back with it after, see, they don't want you to organize. And so as people start organizing against this, they go, okay, we're not doing it now. Organization falls apart, they're right back. Kind of like the Associated Press a month and a half ago. Headline, Trans-Texas Corridor, part of Napa Superhighway Grid, is dead. TxDOT says, and the Department of Transportation federally say, and then three paragraphs down, it said, actually, we're doing the entire program of seizing the roads and putting toll roads on them. We're just not going to call it Trans-Texas Corridor anymore. See how that works? I mean, this is why the public is fooled. Because they don't even understand there's a couple dozen tricks the establishment plays. And I was flipping through radio this morning, XM and AM and FM, and I would listen for about a minute to each news station. CBC, BBC, Fox, POTUS. You know, just I was flipping. It was just all propaganda. Everything I tuned into, propaganda. All elaborate spin packages. And it's simple. The feds and their PR firms now spending close to $100 billion a year on domestic propaganda, tens of billions a year on Pentagon propaganda. I mean, they buy everybody. Hollywood, the rock stars, all out there pushing their propaganda. And they just play these little spin games over and over and over again. And so every week the big talking points come out. It's put out by the PR firms. The lazy reporters just regurgitated on the news. NPR, everything, just lies, spin, deception. Tricks. All right, when we come back, we got Chuck Baldwin on. But I want to get to this first for a few minutes. Right when we come back, Senator Dodd admits adding bonus provision to stimulus package. We have you, Dodd. We didn't put it in the film, but during the Obama deception research, we have all these speeches of Dodd going, how dare these bonuses? We're going to fight them, and Obama, we're going to fight them, and we're going to deal with it, and we're going to stop it. And in the film, we expose the loopholes. We show the executive order. Oh, it's now mainstream news, not just in the Obama deception that Obama and all them wrote it and engineered the whole thing. As usual, we know all their tricks, and we're
on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Many studies have shown that the majority of Americans are deficient in minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the link on prisonplanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you've got to try this. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see some of the amazing products available. You are what you eat, so eat what your body needs. Remember to go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Here I come now, baby. Waging war on corruption. Crash into the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. And now we've launched out of my studios in association with GCN, The Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, 9 to midnight. And the same great crew, Paul Hartman, Jaron Neihardt, and others run both shows. We want to commend those men. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Here we come again, strafing the enemy, blowing the daylights out of their lives, waging war savagely, and airdropping red pills to wake people out of the matrix every day. And I'm just getting wound up right now to take on the New World Order for another round in the cage, in the octagon, in the arena. Author, great mind, Dr. Chuck Baldwin, Constitutional Party presidential candidate, got massive votes for a upstart party. It's been around for years, that's what the media called it. I want to get his take on a lot of things, including Senator Dodd admits adding bonus provision to stimulus package while he was the guy bad-mouthing it and blaming it on Republicans. And we're not defending Republicans. They were a party to it. The point is, they're all controlled by the same people. And then meanwhile, Dodd is now blaming Obama administration for bonus amendment. Well, yeah, because the bonus amendment mirrors the executive order. So when you see Obama go, we're going to get these people, his administration is literally run by the people that engineered the current banking system. Bush just continued it, just as guilty, but he wasn't the author of it. It's just so outrageous, the level of their lies, but it's being exposed, it's coming out. And by the way, this is what the Obama deception covers. We go over all of this in the film, not just his lies, but the real agenda from their own documents. We show video clips of them saying one thing and then doing another. Let's go ahead and go to Chuck Baldwin. Chuck Baldwin, good to have you here with us.
Alex, thank you very much for letting me come on your show.
You bet. I am fired up today. What about you? I'm seeing liberty, the awakening to tyranny, exploding.
Well, this Missouri fiasco, I think, is illustrative of what we're dealing with here. Whenever you can categorize people who vote for myself or Ron Paul or even Bob Barr as potential domestic terrorists and make that part of an official state police agency report, we are in deep doo-doo. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, and that's the main reason we got you on, but there's a host of other issues I want to go over with you. But let's cover that first. The MIAC report, I've had a state rep on who confirmed with the head of the state police on the phone it's real. We called the state police. We put their names out in the article. People still couldn't believe that this was real. They thought I made this up, Chuck.
No, you didn't make it up, but I thank you for reporting it. Now, of course, it's all over the media. Even Rush Limbaugh talked about it the other day. The Missouri state papers have been carrying it quite a bit in the last couple of days, as you can imagine. And this thing is now beginning to get a life of its own. Thank you, Alex, for helping to break this story. Whoever that police officer was in Missouri who first contacted you, he's a real hero. I don't know who he is, but he sure did a great service to his country by alerting the public as to what is going on behind the scenes in the police department there in the state of Missouri. This thing is unbelievable. I mean, to categorize voters of Ron Paul, supporters of Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, Bob Barr, as potential domestic terrorists, not to mention the fact that if anyone opposes certain things, and I listed that in my column that I put out earlier this week, if someone opposes, for example, the New World Order, if they oppose the United Nations, gun control, the violation of Posse Comitatus.
RFID, if they're part of In the Fed or the Liberty Committee or the Constitution Party, and they say, oh, these groups are bad, too. They have soup kitchens and try to work with the local police, talking about your group and others. Yep. And, I mean, it's clear, and they say, but secretly, they've got cell groups, and they're really terrorists, too.
Yeah, anybody that opposes any of the above, abortion on demand, illegal immigration, et cetera, is a potential domestic terrorist, a potential threat to the police forces there in the state of Missouri. I mean, can you imagine what the firestorm would be if instead of Bob Barr, Ron Paul, and myself, had, let's say, Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton been named, with the insinuation that people who support these individuals may be considered domestic terrorists. Can you imagine what the mainstream press would do with something like that? And yet, this is exactly what that report says there in the state of Missouri. We have sent, the three of us, Ron, myself, and Bob, have co-signed a letter to the governor and to the respective parties in Missouri, demanding that they repudiate this report and apologize to the supporters of those who voted for us.
All right, Chuck, let me stop you. This is big news, and of course, we broke it here. I have the original actual report here in my hot little hands right now. Specifically, what did Limbaugh say about it, A, and then B, where is a copy of this letter? I would like to publish it right now up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
Okay, the letter, I have a copy, of course, in my possession, as does Bob Barr and
Will you
Bob
do me a
Paul.
Favor and scan it or email it over, and we'll post it and put a link over to your site?
Sure, we can
thanks.
Do that.
Okay.
And as to what Limbaugh said, I really don't know exactly what he said. I didn't hear. I very seldom listen to Rush Limbaugh, but I've had several people call and tell me that he did bring it up on his program, or maybe a caller did, and they did talk about it for a few minutes. The point is that it's beginning to spread around the country.
Yeah, I knew it was in newspapers, yeah.
absolutely. The newspapers and talk radio, of course, are the ones that are breaking the story right now. You were the first one to break it, as far as I know, and I thank you for that. But this is incredible. And the thing about it is, law enforcement agencies often share this kind of information with each other.
So no, sir, all 50 states have this. I actually have it from other states. It's just state police have asked me not to publish the copies they've got because they're scared. And I've gotten many similar reports. I've seen a Texas report on the same style letterhead a few years ago. It just wasn't this egregious listing Ron Paul, yourself, and others.
Correct. As far as I know, this is the first report such as this that has actually named names. You know, they did this back in the 90s when Janet Reno was there in the Clinton White House. And but they did some of the same, you know, kind of insinuations and broad brushing and so forth. But they didn't actually name names. But here we are now in 2009, and they've actually named Chuck Baldwin, myself, Bob Barr, and Ron Paul, and saying the supporters of those of us who ran last year as an independent party ticket are somehow considered dangerous and a potential domestic terrorist.
Yeah, well, I need to get Ron Paul back on. I don't like to bug him because he's so busy. But last Wednesday when we broke this, Thursday I got calls from listeners saying, well, we called Ron Paul's office. Of course, it wasn't Ron Paul. He hadn't heard about it yet. And they're saying it can't be real. And so I had to explain to them, send them to the site. And I said, like, I'm not going to call Ron at home. I've got his home number. But I said, give this to him. We don't make stuff up. You know that, right? And they said, no, we all know you and like you, Alex. And I said, good. It's real. The state police officers' names are there. Call the number for yourself. Confirm it's real. Because I got slapped around for 3 or 4 days, and folks are still saying I made this up, Chuck. It doesn't matter if the state police and state reps say they talked to the head of the state police. You know, they're still, the establishment's still trying to deny this.
Well, that's incredible, because all anyone has to do is call the toll-free number and talk to the state officials there in Missouri, and they won't deny it one bit. In fact, they will defend. They'll just say that it's been misconstrued and people
are... Yeah, we played recordings of it. We've even played recordings of them on air. People say that's not real.
Yeah,
go ahead.
They don't deny it, but they don't deny it, is my point. I mean, they will readily admit that it's legitimate, and for the most part, they stand behind it. As far as Ron Paul, you're right. At first, I'm sure that the people in his office didn't probably believe it. As when I first heard the story, when somebody, you know, told me, said, "Hey, have you heard the story coming out of Missouri?" And I said, "Oh, no, they didn't do that." I mean, that's the first thing you think about. But then whenever you start to look at it closely and you realize, hey, it's real, this is not make-believe, then you can begin to do something about it. And, of course, this letter that we have co-signed, Bob Barr, Ron Paul, and myself, and I'm sure by now is on the way to the governor's office there in Missouri, in which we give him 3 days to come out and repudiate this document, to take
Chuck,
it down.
Do you have the letter in front of you, former presidential candidate Chuck Baldwin?
I do have the letter.
And I'm going to sit back here. Will you read that on air, please?
Well, it's a little over 2 pages. You want me to
go ahead and read it? Yeah, let's read it. It's important.
All right.
First time here, exclusive. Go ahead.
All right. Dear Governor Nixon, the three of us write you as former presidential candidates, as concerned citizens, and in the case of Ron Paul, as a sitting member of the U.S. House of Representatives, and Bob Barr as a former member, 1995 to 2003. We bring to your attention a most disturbing document being circulated by the Missouri Information Analysis Center, MIAC, over the seal of your office and your name as governor. We respectfully demand that the following described document be immediately removed from any and all websites associated with or maintained by the state of Missouri or any agency thereof, including the MIAC. That the said document no longer be circulated by the state of Missouri or any agency thereof or associated therewith. That the state of Missouri repudiate its references to the three of us as contained therein. The document to which we refer is identified as follows and a copy enclosed herewith. And, of course, it's the MIC strategic report dated 2/20/09, and it's entitled The Modern Militia Movement. Four names appear on the masthead of this document: Jeremiah W.J. Nixon, Governor; John M. Britt, Director, DPS; James F. Keithy, Colonel, MSHP; and Van Godsey, Director, MIAC. The aforesaid report is imprinted at the bottom of each page thereof with the following designation: unclassified, law enforcement sensitive, close quote. It would be difficult, Governor, to recount in any letter of reasonable length the nonsense and inaccurate information contained in this so-called strategic report, which concerns purported analysis of the modern militia movement, in quotes, The report draws links between white supremacists, anti-immigration persons, people opposed to gun control, those who do not favor the Federal Reserve banks, and much more. Were the report nothing more than a nonsensical diatribe penned by some uninformed person, we would certainly not take our time writing this letter. Although we might respectfully suggest you might want to question why such nonsense is of interest to and being disseminated by an agency connected to Save Missouri. Our concern, which we believe warrants your attention, however, is found at the top of page 4 of this document, after the heading Political Paraphernalia, as follows, quote, militia members most commonly associated with third-party political groups. It is not uncommon for militia members to display constitutional, and that's a misspell because it's constitution, not constitutional, party, campaign for liberty or libertarian material. These members are usually supporters of former presidential candidate Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, and Bob Barr, close quote. If it is the intent of the state of Missouri to link these three, to link three legitimate former candidates for the office of the President of the United States, who also happen to be a sitting member of the U.S. House, a former member of the U.S. House, and a Baptist minister, then this document clearly does so. And this is the basis for our demand that the document be removed, its distribution, and any actual implied adoption by the state of Missouri stop. If it is not the intent of the state of Missouri to make such a link or implication by and through the appearance and distribution of this document, then we similarly demand the document be removed from any and all websites maintained by or associated with the state of Missouri or any agency connected therewith, and that the state issue an immediate and unequivocal repudiation of the document. In view of the fact that there are indeed real criminals present in Missouri and many legitimate matters of public safety on which your office, the Department of Public Safety, the Highway Patrol, and even the MIAC should focus their attention and resources, respectfully assert that spending any time, resources, or effort on the nonsense contained in or about this MIC strategic report constitutes an irresponsible and inappropriate use of official resources. We stand ready to discuss this matter with you at your convenience. However, the action respectfully demanded in this letter is requested within 3 days of your receipt of this letter. In the meantime, with kind regards, we are very truly yours, Ron Paul, member of Congress, Republican candidate for President 2008, Bob Barr, member of Congress, 1995-2003, Libertarian Party nominee for President, 2008. Chuck Baldwin, minister, Crossroad Baptist Church, Constitution Party nominee for President, 2008.
Okay, I would just add to that that they start out with a page listing cop killers. And then they demonize the militia, connecting it to that. Then they connect violent militias, which basically don't exist and are constitutional, you know, the nonviolent ones, to basically the majority of the American people, pro-Second Amendment, pro-sovereignty, pro-border, just you name it, they basically say people with these bumper stickers are dangerous, they may put a hole in you. You know, that's the totality of it, and it's a guilt by association, broad brush demonization, and it's slander and libel of the highest order, and that's that's why they kept the secret.
If they do not repudiate this forthwith, I feel confident that there will be legal action ensue. And I can tell you this, too, that the Constitution Party and hopefully the Libertarian parties in the state of Missouri are likewise sending off similar letters with just those exact implications in mind. In other words, the letter that we wrote was representing the three of us because we were named.
Okay. Tell us how this letter got wrote. I mean, you got Bob Barr, Ron Paul, and yourself on the phone. You know, the Declaration of Independence was supposedly written by a bunch of people, but we know it was mainly written by Thomas Jefferson. So, I mean, who was the Thomas Jefferson writing this letter of the three of you?
I think it was primarily Bob Barr.
Okay, so Bob Barr is the Thomas Jefferson here in this, but you guys, you and Ron Paul, Congressman Paul, and yourself, Dr. Baldwin, agreed with this. Did they, in the conversations on the phone, talk about carrying out legal action themselves if this isn't repudiated? Because, you know, I'm glad you guys are doing this. You have to. This endangers the tens of millions of Ron Paul, Bob Barr, and Chuck Baldwin supporters and fans. And we've got confirmed reports on video, police pulling people over for Ron Paul bumper stickers in Las Vegas and places. So this is dangerous.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this, you know, talk about the essence of freedom. This is the essence of freedom. Whenever state police agencies begin pulling people over for political opinions, and that's exactly what this is. If you support Bob Barr, Chuck Baldwin, Ron Paul, that's a political opinion.
That's what the report is. For those that don't know, and I'm keeping running because it's key, this is given, they say, MIAC report is for them. When they pull people over, this is to profile. This is for harassment. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so when we start profiling people because of political thought, political ideology, this is what they did in Nazi Germany, what they did in Stalin's Russia, Mao's China, the whole nine yards. You know, is your identification with a particular thought or a particular idea means that you are a threat to the state. That is that is the antithesis of everything that this country was founded upon. And if we don't stand up and resist this now, it's only going to grow.
Absolutely. Chuck Baldwin is our guest. I have the head of the VFW coming on at the 8 after, but we'll have Chuck with us until then. Obama saying cut off the health care to the troops. You cannot make this stuff up. Chuck Baldwin is our guest. And notice, everything we cover here now goes huge in the media. That's because this show is exploding. Liberty is exploding. Our movement is exploding. Stay with us.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Super high quality, perfect for your library, the copy to make copies of and get it on Access TV. Order them at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Dr. Baldwin, I forgot to give you the email. It's Rob D, as in do, Rob D at InfoWars.com. I would love for you to send us that email right when you get off the air in about 10, 15 minutes, and we'll do a story on it. Very, very exciting to see you guys standing up and fighting back. But I go back to the question. We ran out of time. Talking to Ron Paul, talking to Bob Barr, are they saying that they may do legal action if this is not reversed and retracted?
I think I could safely say that the sense of each of us is that this is serious enough that if the state of Missouri does not respond appropriately, that we should consider legal action. I think that is certainly a consideration right now.
So that was discussed?
Yes.
That is very important news right there. Good, because instead of putting up with the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL, who go after, you know, groups that are obviously bad and are constantly mixing good people in with it, I'm sick of this slander, and they've lost lawsuits before over this, and now the police are putting this out secretly. This is outrageous.
It is outrageous, and it threatens the liberty of every American. I hope that your listeners understand that even though they may not have voted for myself or Bob or Ron Paul, or perhaps they don't live in Missouri, that they think, well, that this doesn't affect them. But the fact of the matter is, this affects every single American citizen. When police agencies can begin to profile Americans on the basis of what they believe, we are in serious trouble. We don't have freedom if we don't have the freedom to think, the freedom to speak, the freedom to express our ideas and our convictions publicly. When we don't have that freedom, without being considered an enemy of the state or a domestic terrorist, however you want to say it, we don't have the most basic fundamental freedoms in this country. And that's what's at stake for every American.
Yeah, this is a chilling effect. I mean, this is a Soviet Union, Nazi Germany. This is classical tyranny to have the police turning into secret police with these reports, demonizing the very people that are defending the republic.
Yeah, and think about it. You know, the people that they mentioned there, you know, Bob Barr, the Libertarians, Chuck Baldwin, the Constitution Party, Ron Paul, the, you know, if you want to say the constitutional wing of the Republican Party, you know, these are the people that for the most part are the most adamant defenders of the Constitution, of freedom, of the very principles that the law enforcement personnel around the country are sworn to protect. Let's remember that every law enforcement officer in the country takes an oath to the Constitution, as does every military officer, of course, every public official. So, you know, and we are the ones who are promoting the law that each of these law enforcement personnel have sworn to protect. I mean, if there's any group of people that they should appreciate, it should be the people that are trying to support and defend the Constitution that the law enforcement personnel have sworn an oath to.
Absolutely. And they might as well list Lou Dobbs in here, because the whole document looks like a Lou Dobbs CNN TV show. I mean, the North American Union, the SPP, RFID tracker chips, the Second Amendment. I mean, they just demonize everything that this country stands for.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a good point.
This document is treason.
They should have mentioned Lou Dobbs, because how often does he talk about many of the things that you just listed there?
Chuck Baldwin, I'm going to talk a little bit more about this for five more minutes if you can do it. And then,
Alex, I got to go. I got another interview at 12 o'clock straight up. I'm sorry.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, will you right now, during the break, send me that letter so I can post it?
I'll do that as soon as I get off my next interview, Alex.
Okay, let me say bye to you during this break, then, Chuck Baldwin. We'll have to have you back up next week for a full hour. I want to fire out your website. I'll do that after the break. Hold on.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new Silver Solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new Silver Solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new Silver Solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today. by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you can just Google Chuck Baldwin, find all his sites. We're going to get back up in the near future. He had to go because of another radio interview. But look at how we broke this major news story, because state police officers sent it to us. Actually, two of them did, one in California, one in Missouri. So one in Missouri that doesn't want to come on air. The state police officer in California is saying he will come on. He's going to be on. We may even get him on later in the hour, because he said a few days ago he would come on any time. And I guess we just hadn't set him up yet for some reason that escapes me, because I want him on immediately. Immediately. I had a state rep on yesterday to talk to the head of the state police in Missouri, Jim Guest, representative of Missouri, and they admitted it was real. It's really going on, demonizing all these people. And I want Paul Watson, Kurt Nema, whoever, to go ahead and Chuck says in 30 minutes he's going to send me that email. He's got to finish the interview first and send it. We're going to get that up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But I would just go ahead and have Paul Watson do a couple paragraph blurb about, you heard them say that he talked to Ron Paul. They are considering litigation, and Bob Barr. Bob Barr, Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, considering litigation if this isn't retracted, and they've sent a letter. The letter has been sent. Go ahead and get that article up, and then we'll post the letter in it. I don't want to wait here. So launch the operation immediately. Folks, you don't realize how much power the American people have. You don't realize the platform we have with Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. A lot of people don't understand the effect we're having. I mean, that's what's blowing me away. I mean, this is history. We are standing in the crossroads of history. We can take on the New World Order. We can get a reprieve like Nineveh with Jonah. You know, but the phony, bought and paid for churches under the faith-based initiative, tens of billions a year, under federal control, are telling people, stand down to corruption, stand down to tyranny. Obama's basically God. They told their people Bush was basically of the Lord. Well, we posted what they teach in the sermons. Protestant, Catholic, doesn't matter. All federally written. The clergy response teams, now mandatory service, passing the House, going to the Senate. It's all happening. And the biggest threat we face is the pulpit prostitutes, as Pastor Butch Paul calls them, that are up there neutralizing the American people and the people of the world, telling them to stand down, that you're not your job to stand up to evil, that it's not your job to fight corruption, that it's not your job to be involved. What's up, Rob? You got news for me? What's up?
I talked to his wife. He's in the bathroom.
You talked to his... let's get the state police officer on at 40 after if we can do it.
Yeah,
after I talk to the VFW guy.
Have we any way to disguise his voice at all? He's worried, we shouldn't say it's from California.
Okay. Well, we're on air right now. You know that. So we're having an open discussion right now. That's all right. Hey, it doesn't matter. The main thing is he sent us that letter he wanted us to publish. That's what they'll catch him, find out who he is with. Okay. So let's just get the Missouri officer on. Okay. But let's do it now.
Okay.
And just tell him, it's his First Amendment right to talk about what he thinks of this.
Right.
And we'll just leave it at that. Okay, just he said he'd do it. Just get him on. Okay, thanks. This is the Battle Command Station here, ladies and gentlemen. This is the headquarters of the resistance. So I'm going to let you in on a little secret. And the establishment knows that's why they're engaging in all this covert demonization of us. But we just called. His wife's there. He just got off a shift, and he's in the shower. You got both of them ready? Then get the Missouri State Trooper on. Okay. Twist his arm. He was ready to do it a couple days ago, and I didn't know that he was ready. And now I don't want any cold feet here, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. There's so much. I mean, this is all incredible. After we cover all that, I'm going to get into Senator Dodd admits adding bonus provision to stimulus package. Now in Bloomberg, he's blaming the Obama administration for it. Well, they're both guilty. He put it in the bill, the Obama deception crowd. The Obama administration put it in the... put it in the executive order. It's all in my film, The Obama Deception. We finger who did it. And then they're claiming they're fighting these CEOs and all these bonuses. All right, stay with us. We'll talk about them wanting to reduce the health care for the troops. When we get back, I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Just a program note. We have confirmed that Limbaugh did a bunch of his show on the MIAC Missouri report demonizing conservatives and gun owners. The state police reports the feds put out demonizing conservatives. Beck did a whole hour last night on Fox on it. This story we broke last week has just gone huge. Another story that is massive comes to us from the head of the American Legion, the largest veterans association here in the United States. And the website is legion.org. They really need no introduction. And we have Commander David K. Rabin on with us. He met with the president on Monday. CNN and others reported that they were saying that they wanted to basically make the troops have their own insurance and pay for their own medical care instead of going to the VA. So joining us is Commander David K. Rabin, head of the American Legion. Sir, thanks for taking time out.
I appreciate the opportunity this afternoon, sir. Thank you.
You bet. Give us some background. You're meeting with the president, and now it looks like they're backing off.
Well, this issue really came to light about 3 weeks ago, and while some testimony was being given in front of the House Veterans Affairs Committee, we didn't expect that it was that serious an issue at that point, but we did think it was serious enough that a dozen veteran service organizations got together and jointly wrote a letter to the president opposing this idea, thinking that maybe it wouldn't go very much farther. But then we were all invited to a meeting at the White House last Monday afternoon, And that's when we discovered that this truly was a serious proposal. The administration, and at that meeting was the president himself, his chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, VA Secretary Eric Shinseki, and a representative from the Office of Management and Budget. At that meeting, they told us that they had identified $540 million that they thought could be recouped back into the VA by billing private insurance carriers for treatment of service-connected disabilities. At wow. that point, I want everybody to understand that the president didn't, president never threatened to cut off treatment. This was simply a method of how that treatment would be paid for, whether by the government or by private insurance.
But that would certainly start a big precedent towards that, though.
It would start us down a road that we didn't want to go. The organizations all felt, every one of us, that the government has a fundamental responsibility, not just to provide that treatment, but there shouldn't be any financial burden borne by the veteran or by the veteran's family for that treatment.
Oh yeah, they're going to raise insurance rates on them if the insurance companies learn that insuring a veteran separately, that they're going to have to pay. I mean, come on.
Insurance premiums would go up. There are annual and lifetime caps, maximums on the benefits that are paid. One of the things we're really concerned about is once that maximum benefit cap is reached, then the entire family loses their health insurance coverage for the rest of the year.
Oh.
And with the state of the military right now, many of our military people are married. Many of them are parents. And the last thing we need to do is to have more young children out there uninsured. That's just not acceptable.
And then there's the added load of this on the entire insurance system, the type of catastrophic injuries associated with military service. As you just said, this would bankrupt the entire family's cap very quickly.
Very quickly, very quickly. When you start to talk about the state-of-the-art prosthesis, and we expect state-of-the-art prosthesis for those folks that have undergone amputations, loss of limbs, you know, those costs are very high. And then on top of those two, there's also the effect on the employability of the veteran himself and the effect on the company if this disabled veteran is running his own small business. There's just way too many dangers here to take a chance on implementing this proposal.
I didn't think of that. We're talking to the commander of the American Legion, David K. Rabin. I didn't think of that. Businesses guaranteed, if they knew, I'm going to take a veteran on with a job who's going to have huge insurance costs on our whole plan, with small businesses especially, that would prejudice people against hiring veterans.
It certainly would. It certainly would. We think that if a veteran walked into the business, even if he was the most qualified, that might be the deciding factor as to who gets the job, just the potential effect on the employer's insurance costs.
Now, you were in the meeting with the go ahead.
No, you're
in the meeting with the president. He was trying to, who was doing the selling, the president or his chief of staff, Emanuel, or was it Shinseki? Who was pushing this in the meeting?
All of the discussion at the meeting, the primary discussion came from the president. Chief of Staff Emanuel carried part of the discussion. The VA Secretary, General Shinseki, said very little during the meeting. He was present, but there wasn't much discussion coming from the general, from the secretary.
What was his body? Sorry, go ahead.
The thing that did surprise us and disappointed us, frustrated those of us from the veterans organizations, the president did not wish the discussion, and he stopped the discussion a couple of times from addressing that fundamental responsibility of the government to take care of, not only to provide the treatment, but to pay for it. The discussion focused strictly on the money, on the financial aspects, and where the money was going to come from.
So I'm getting from what you're saying, he didn't want to be on record seconding the fact that the military's always been promised continual health care. And when you were saying you support that, don't you, Mr. President, he was noncommittal?
That's, yes. A couple of the folks in the meeting tried to address that issue, and that discussion came to a halt fairly quickly at the president's request. Strictly to focus on the money aspect.
That is outrageous. So he was dehumanizing the issue away from the troops. I mean, that is outrageous. So that clearly gives us a bird's eye view into the mind of where they're trying to take policy. Any other little interesting pieces of intelligence from the meeting, sir?
No, not from that one in particular. We did. There was the suggestion made that if the organizations, did not agree with this, if we were strongly opposed, that if the organizations would make some other suggestions as to where this money could be either saved or additional sources of income, that the administration was willing to listen to those. That left us a little uneasy, left me a little uneasy, because I don't see it as the responsibility of the veterans organizations to partner with the government in making those kinds of plans.
That's right. You're a lobbying, an organization, a fraternal organization, guardians of the veterans. And what you're saying, I don't want to put words in your mouth, is that there was an attempted co-opting going on here, a little bit of stroking to get you to, quote, help them. Obama cut, four or five smart bombs out of the budget. That's your $500 million.
I think that's an accurate assessment of what was going on. What they were asking for was strictly ideas based on veterans health care and the VA, and there's a couple of them out there. The American Legion has advocated for a long time that we don't see why a Medicare-eligible veteran that's going to the VA medical centers for non-service-connected treatment, why Medicare should not be able to be billed and to bring some money back into the VA that way. We think there'd be new money come into the VA that's currently being spent out on private doctors, if that possibility was allowed. Currently, the VA cannot bill Medicare. That's law. It's going to that would require a change in the law.
Yeah, and that's government money to begin with, so I don't see the problem with that.
We don't either. We've advocated that position for probably somewhere between 5 and 10 years now. That's not a brand new idea.
That's more money. That's more options for better care for the troops.
Yes. Yes. Yep.
Any other key points that were going on in this meeting? And then we'll go into Chapter 2 here in the time we have left with the head of the VA, who's been nice enough to join us here. Anything else in the meeting that people should be made aware of? And was there anything good that you agreed with that the president or chief of staff said?
Only that the president was very clear that there would be treatment for these people, that there was never any doubt that treatment for service-connected disabilities would happen in the VA medical care system, and it would be very good treatment. The president, Vice President Biden, and Mrs. Obama have all been very clear about how much they care about military and the military and the military's families. So he wanted us to understand this, that there was never any question that about whether or not treatment would happen in the VA. It would.
But it would take it away from their families with the cap.
That possibility exists, yes. There was some discussion of a test program, a pilot program in maybe two states to see what the effect would be on premiums and lifetime caps and employability. But frankly, those of us in the organizations, myself as commander of the American Legion, I'm not willing to take that risk.
Well, we know what they do.
Those veterans that have service-connected disabilities, they and their families have sacrificed enough. We don't need to run a test program and run the risk that they would be sacrificing even more to find out things that we're pretty sure would be going to happen.
Well, we know that's a government trick all over the world to just say it's a test to kind of kill opposition, and then they roll it out saying, oh, our test worked great, now we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. You've seen things studied. And the study never seems to get over.
What was his body language, or what did he, he was saying, hey, I don't want to talk about this being, right or something, not wanting to commit to that, but then saying, I won't take their health care away. Sounds like doublespeak. What was his, how was he trying to co-opt or, get you guys, what it sounds like, to sell out the veterans in a way to, well, help me cut their benefits somehow or help me save this money somehow?
Yeah, that was... I'm not good at reading body language. I don't dare give an interpretation there because there's a chance that I might be mistaken. But he was very clear this was about the money, and can you as organizations come up with ways to help supply this money?
All All right, sir, we've got a break for a quick break. Come back with five more minutes with you to talk about the good news from talking to the Congress and now with a new statement today by Gibbs, the White House press secretary. They're claiming they're backing off of this for now. So we'll finish up with the head of the American Legion, Commander David K.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Flash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
Depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
Solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
They're trying to nickel and dime veterans treatment when we have a trillion plus dollar defense budget and they're not worried about trillions to the private banks, but it's just amazing. Your thoughts on that, and then the good news that they are backing off this plan, sir.
Yes, sir. There was an invitation back into the White House yesterday. The president could not be there. He had prior commitments, but Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel led that meeting to bring the veterans organizations back in. We'd all expressed our opposition. The American Legion put out a very strong press release, and we'd been talking about it for the 2 days, expressing our opposition and involving the citizens and our membership around the country. At that meeting, which only lasted about 15 minutes, the Chief of Staff received the opinions of the veterans organizations, the opposition, and made the promise that he would consult with the president and be back with an answer yesterday afternoon. When that answer came back to us, it was that the president was withdrawing that proposal. We also heard that coming from Speaker of the House Pelosi and House Appropriations Chairman Chet Edwards. They both made the statement that this proposal had been withdrawn and would not be involved in the budget for this coming fiscal year, which was very good news.
But the issue is that they're proposing it. It shows the mindset, as you said. What was the, I mean, I know the outrage was here that we saw on the internet and the phone calls we got to the radio show. I mean, did this issue on a scale of 1 to 10, how hot did veterans get and veteran supporters over this?
Oh, I think from the people we were hearing from, I would put it up around the 8,
wow.
8 to 9. This really, when you tell people that have worn the uniform in the United States about this idea, you get about two-thirds of the way through the description of what's being discussed here, and the head starts to shake no right just that quickly, because they understand this fundamental responsibility. They understand the reason that those folks were injured, why they're coming home with that disability, and they understand that fundamental responsibility is not to be trifled with.
Plus, they were promised. They signed contracts saying this.
Yes. Yep. Exactly. So it hits very high on the radar screen when you start to talk about it with the members of our organization, with the veterans around the country, and frankly with a large percentage of the population around this country, even those that haven't been closely involved with the military.
Does this did this put a chink, do you think, in the Obama administration's image with veterans who are already in a lot of areas not too pleased with him?
Well, it certainly didn't help. We in the American Legion have been very pleased the last couple of years about budgets. We're very happy with the budget request that the president has put in. All we've seen is the bottom line number there. We don't know the details, so we're looking for the details. We're anxious to see them, but we've been very pleased with the bottom line number. But yes, this could go a long way to hurt what tends to be a favorable first impression in my mind. That was one of the things that was said by one of the other representatives in that meeting to the president, that this was not really, this wasn't something he needed this early in his administration, because at this point, things were going reasonably well.
All right. Well, Commander David K. Rabin of the American Legion, probably the biggest veterans organization, not just in the U.S., but on the planet. And the website is legion.org, legion.org. And we appreciate you not being a lapdog. So many other groups that represent people have been kind of seduced in to all these hundreds of meetings they've been having, trying to co-opt everybody. And so we're really glad to hear that you and you're saying the other veterans groups that were with you, that none of them were rolling over to this first seduction, I would call it a corruption, into the White House machinery. So we commend you, Commander David K. Rabin, for that.
Thank you very much. And it was very good to see so many of our colleagues in the organizations feeling the same way. That wasn't an absolute necessity. We in the American Legion will form our opinion and we'll act on it based on what we think is right.
All right, Commander, thank you so much for spending time with us, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir.
Take care. All right, folks, so shot that down for now, but they'll be back. Coming up, we're going to probably have the state police officer on with the Myac report. I'm going to get into the latest banking scandals. It is big, and another black eye for the White House. It is all coming up, ladies and gentlemen, so please stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. We've got Stuart Rhodes from Oath Keepers. It's a group of police and military saying they're going to uphold their oath to defend and protect the Constitution from enemies foreign and domestic. So much is going on during the breaks. I forgot to ask my producer a question. Come on in, Rob. We're on the air. Is a state police officer coming on in the next 10 minutes?
I haven't confirmed it.
Did you call him back?
That's what I was in the process of doing. I was talking with somebody else called in, one of our next guests.
I understand. The only hole we've got is in about 10 minutes. Will you go call him right now?
Right. Yep.
Thank you so much.
I'll let you know as soon as it
Appreciate that. It's war room in here, as I was saying earlier. I'm going to go ahead here in just a few minutes and go live at PrisonPlanet.tv. And so I can play the video that has resurfaced. Again, I used to have about two people working for me at the time in 2001. And I would just do the live TV shows. And then we've got warehouses, well, not warehouses, three portable buildings filled with videotapes rotting of all these TV shows and all these reports I did locally. And this video went viral all over the internet. I put it up for free on my server, got a $4,000 bill for it, and had to pull it. Actually crashed our servers, then I got a $4,000 bill, and I learned that I couldn't put videos out for free. This was back in 2001, and it's up on Infowars.com, payoff of anti-gun testimony caught on tape. You guys ready to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv? You ready right now? Give me the signal so I can make this congruent with the video that gets made of it. Okay, we're going live right now at 12:35 Central Standard Time at PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be simulcasting from the show here on out. Back in 2000-2001, I had two employees, and so tapes got stacked up. They didn't get labeled right. They went everywhere. Hundreds of important TV shows I did, and it's just gold, the information that's in these. And we're trying to go through these now to get them on the web, to get them out at PrisonPlanet.tv. But Mike Hansen, who did camera work for me, ran the local TV show at the time, I've asked him to dig through his stuff. He's done that, and because I've been unable to find this particular tape, he was able to find it in his store of TV programs I did. Payoff for Anti-Gun Testimony Caught on Tape by Alex Jones is the headline up at Infowars.com. And the reason this story is important, we're going to play the video here, is that Jews of Preservation of Firearms Ownership's local director, we were there testifying against shutting down the gun shows, ending private sales, shutting down 4-H shooting clubs, YMCA shooting clubs for young people and children. That was the bills. And this is when I really woke up to the NRA 7 years ago now. I guess 8 years ago coming up. This was in early 2001. Because the NRA was calling us extremists for not wanting to shut down the gun shows and things. This was in the Dallas Morning News attacking me and others. And then when we caught the bribery, they said, get out here. They're what looks like bribery being paid off. And the House Ethics Committee said that he should have been a registered lobbyist, that it was improper. But then the investigation stopped there. And Hinojosa, the committee chairman, did get reprimanded. But they get up and they say, yeah, basically there's dangerous gang members everywhere. And we've, you need to restrict guns, you need to restrict gun shows. And then they go outside and this gun control group sits there and pays them off at least $300 a piece, the three guys that testified. And then the Statesman called me the next day after we put the video out on local TV. I was live that night and said, why don't you like black people? And I said, what are you talking about? Well, if those were white men being paid and testifying against the Second Amendment, would you have done your story? And I said, I wouldn't care if they were green. I mean, this is a non-issue. So the Statesman headline was payments made to backers of gun bills. And it was the cover of the Metro and State local section of the Austin American Statesman. And I said, are you kidding? And that was in the article. I said, are you kidding, sir? Are you joking with me? And I said, don't say that in your article. That's not what this is about. But no, they did. It was all this Alex Jones racist because he showed black guys being paid. So it's an important article in that respect. And this literally, there's hundreds of reports. Just this is important. And I'm trying to make enough money to hire a person full time just to go through all my old videos, because this is stuff that needs to be seen. It needs to flood YouTube and everywhere else. And we'll use PrisonPlanet.tv to do that. But I want to thank Mike for digging through his stuff. I'd ask him to do that more. He's got his Mike Hansen archive page up on YouTube. And this video has been out for a few weeks. It was just emailed to me this morning, and I saw it. So we're going to go ahead and play that here. Some of the testimony audio isn't the best. It was only a few minutes of that. But we'll boost the audio up so folks can hear it, where they're testifying, basically demonizing the Second Amendment, and playing the part of, really, it makes black folks look bad. The racism was putting them up there and going, yeah, we're gang members. Yeah, we've been gang members. Yeah, the Second Amendment, we need to get rid of these gun shows. It's dangerous. It was really sick what they did. That was what was playing the race card. Ooh, here's the scary black guys, and guns. It was disgusting, and they were very thuggish once we talked to them outside. You'll see that video at PrisonPlanet.tv right now and also hear it over the radio. And this is one of the guys involved with the Million Mom March here in Texas. just a disgusting episode, but I've always wanted to play this when we had the bandwidth to put it out for everybody at PrisonPlanet.tv. So here it is. We're going to have the state police officer on in about 5 minutes from now. So here is the video and the audio.
So you guys don't pay for your testimony?
No.
Well, we just saw the gentleman give you money.
That doesn't matter. We traveled over.
Traveling expenses, baby.
Traveling expenses.
So you guys were the Million Mile March?
No. What were Young Texas?
Wait a minute. Who are you with this camera?
No, he's a guy who has some
Austin
show.
Here in Austin. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's not actually his campaign contributions.
Yeah. Campaign contributions.
Yeah, right, man, nobody's getting paid for nothing. What I said in there, that's what I feel for.
Well, I mean, who gave you the money?
It doesn't matter. Money I've been here. I got money all
looks
over.
Like quite a bit. I saw this gentleman giving you money.
I gave him traveling expenses.
All right.
And I saw you testify, sir. You were here with Nina Butts, funded by George Soros, the foreign currency speculator. So this is how business is done.
And who are you?
I'm Alex Jones.
Oh, hi, Alex.
Firearm purchaser and seller to minors.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Really? I didn't know I was in that business. I thought I was a radio talk show host.
Yeah.
But really? Oh, that's an effective deal.
Yeah.
So you guys are taking over the country now, right?
Yeah. Nope. You are, dude.
People are disarmed, right? Like Hitler.
Right.
So how much did he pay you? It looked like thousands to me.
Yeah, it was. It was $20,000.
Well, I saw wads of 20s and 100s. I had to get my camera. I was across the hall there.
We're going to go buy a gun with that, man.
The police told us about it.
We're going to go buy a lot of guns, and we're going to come back and sell them to the NRA.
Hey, we're making this show hotter. We're going already.
Remember, Hitler was for gun control, guys.
Hitler
sure.
was for gun control. For gun and control. If I ever catch him on my block, I'm going to shoot him. For real.
So how did the Million Mile March get in touch with you?
We're not even part of the Million Mile.
You said the name of a group you were with.
Young Texans Against Gun Violence, baby. Recognize.
And you get paid to do it, huh?
Nope.
We get a stipend.
We get a stipend for volunteering.
From who?
From that old man? That old man's our best friend.
Campaign contribution.
Yeah. These people like, man, whatever. See, your son's gonna be just like you.
It's not my son. You just call little kids names. That's
natural born, baby. You gotta do that.
You don't want to lose your 4-H shooting glove, do you?
No, I am not.
Well, there's a bill that'll ban it where they won't be able to train you how to shoot, and that's their goal.
Yep.
And so you guys were the 4-H shooting club.
Yeah, we're here for the youth.
And you've been waiting all day, and they wouldn't even let anybody talk, so they had all the Nina Buttses up there first. Unbelievable.
I saw you paying those people off, your guy. Paying those guys from Houston, hundreds of
Excuse me. Oh, sorry. Yeah. I have $100.
Well, I caught him on tapes. You're caught, lady.
Really?
Yeah.
Who are you talking about?
What did you see? Because across the hall, I saw wads of money. I ran to get the camera.
Well,
and I missed it, and I came back, and I caught him, and he hid the money.
She told me that the woman
in the we went over there, and he was counting them out, the money.
I saw hundreds and twenties.
Yes. We think he gave each guy like $400, right?
Well, no, all I saw was $400 that I saw him count out.
A lot of you guys are looking from the outside in. You know, so you guys are looking in on the situation and you guys are living it day to day. I have friends who sell guns, who buy guns from people who go to the gun shows and get guns at large quantities. You know, I mean, I know all these people. I live there where all this is going on. And, I mean, you guys might think that there's already they have everything under control, but it's not. I mean, regardless of if we pass this law or not, things might change, but this right here, this bill, all three of these bills, this is just the beginning, because there's bigger threats out there, and there's bigger laws that we need to focus on that aren't being enforced in America. But these three House bills right here, this is just the beginning, and I'm all for it. And like I said, you guys are looking, most of you guys are looking out, I mean, from the outside, and because I'm there every day. I've even gone into researching, I don't even want to know where these companies are located, I have none of that. But, well, then what makes you think that they're selling the drugs?
Because that's only who else is going to get. They don't have a factory in the hood where they're making guns.
You don't think some of those guns might be stolen?
They're not, man. Where are you going to get 200 stolen guns from?
From 200 houses every year, 10 houses.
And see, nobody says, all right, nobody.
Thank you.
So, I'm sorry, just wanted to clarify. I think what I'm hearing you saying that at least one source of these guns on the street is the gun show.
Yes.
Thank you.
First question I'd like to ask is, do we have an epidemic of gun violence? Because the proponents of the legislation, the ladies, the very well-intended and sincere testimony from the Million Mile March members and others, would lead to believe we have an epidemic of gun violence. That is not the case. Texas and the United States are safer than they have ever been. I won't go into detail, but if you look at the clipping file here that has information from the National Center for Health Statistics and the Center for Disease Control, U.S. gun deaths at lowest since mid-60s, you'll see that we do not have an epidemic of gun violence, and we may be in a situation where we have a solution seeking a problem.
Payments made to backers of gun bills. Questions arise over cash given to three witnesses who support gun show background checks. Proponents of gun owners' rights asked lawmakers Friday to investigate cash payments made to three Houston men who appeared before a House committee this week to support bills that would require instant background checks at gun shows. Dave Smith, president of Houston-based Texans for Gun Safety, a known front that is funded by Handgun Control Incorporated, said he gave the three members of Young Texans Against Gun Violence, Nina Butz's group is Texans Against Gun Violence, about $300 each to cover their expenses and lost wages for the trip. All three men, however, said they are currently unemployed. So they can't get their lies straight. That's lie number four right there. It was reimbursement for their jobs, but they're unemployed. Otarius Kelly, 20, one of the witnesses, said it is ridiculous that someone would raise concerns about their testimony. It's against my morals, Kelly said. An admitted gang member, by the way, in the Houston Chronicle. There's another story about this in there. Another witness agreed. The money that was given to us was not to change our testimony, said Bruce Brown, 18, who did not speak to the committee, but submitted a witness form that showed he supported the bills. Smith, who gave the men the cash just outside the committee hearing room, said Young Texans Against Gun Violence is an arm of his group. The subsidiary group receives donations from the Catholic Campaign for Human Development and the Alliance for Justice. Those groups encourage young people to get experience in the political process, Smith said. Yeah, right. Reimbursing witnesses for travel expenses is not unusual, said Susie Woodford of Common Cause Texas, a group that monitors government ethics. But she said other witnesses using cash and paying for witnesses, time raises ethical questions. It's totally undermines the witness's credibility, Woodford said. I got here. I said, how will this look? It says complaints about the payments began circulating after Austin-based talk show host Alex Jones, who was at the House Criminal Jurisprudence Committee meeting Tuesday, aired videotaped interviews with Smith and the young men. They told Jones the money was reimbursement, stipends, and campaign contributions. So, three different stories. It's like the famous scene in a movie. Where are you guys going? Or what are you doing? Going to see my mother. Going to get something to eat. Going to the moon. It's just making it up. Head of Gun Owners Alliance has asked his thousands of members to seek a House investigation of the payments and to have the hearing disregarded. Smith said complaints are being raised because the young men are minorities. Jones, a strong supporter of gun owners' rights, said Smith was trying to cover up his dirty activities by making accusations of racism. He's sitting here caught on tape throwing out different stories and giving out money, said Jones, who mentioned the payments during his testimony against the proposal to require background checks at gun shows. How dare he try to divert attention by saying I'm a racist? Committee members Rick Green, R. Dripping Springs, and Juan Hinojosa McAllen said they were uneasy about taking Jones seriously because of other inflammatory comments he has made. Hinojosa, the chairman of the committee, said that although he didn't know details about the payments, he is not concerned if the witnesses are compensated for testifying. Hinojosa said lobbyists are compensated for their work to influence policy on behalf of other interests. Maybe these kids were paid for their travel, but I don't see anything improper about it, Hinojosa said. It is part of the process. It is part of open government. State law requires people who are paid more than $1,000 in 3 months or who spend more than $5,500 a quarter trying to influence legislation or agency action to register as lobbyists. So you broke the state election laws, bud. You're not a lobbyist. We checked. Smith said not reimbursing witnesses for lost wages would mean average Texans would be left out of legislative debates. And he said cash made sense. All right, we're back live at PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcasting on the radio here. And this is my first time talking to him. My producers talked to him many times. We've set him up for the show. I'm not even going to say which state police agency he's from. We've gotten this from several states, more than several different variants in the last few months. We're going to call him David. That's not his name. That sent us the MIAC strategic report that has gotten national and international attention. In fact, the MIAC report was here in my stack, and then Jason was in here last night doing a show. I'll have to dig it out. Here is the MIAC report. No, that's not it. Well, the point is it's up on Infowars.com and everywhere else. No, that's a copy of the MIAC report. Oh, there it is. Good. Folks, it's so crazy in here setting up guests. I was just talking to Ron Paul's office, and then after that I was talking to Chuck Baldwin's office just now and setting up the state police officer right now. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to come back from break. We're going to push Oath Keepers back to about 15 after next hour, so I have time to talk on air to the state police officer and restart what I was just covering here with the MIAC report, because I got on air and realized I wanted the MIAC report and found it here in the disheveled stack. We're going to talk to David, state police officer. It's not his name, folks. When we come back, directly from the gentleman that sent us this, one of the gentlemen that sent us this, stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Due to recent events related to the H1N1 virus, the Center for Disease Control has issued a public health emergency across the United States.
What can you do to prepare yourself from potential airborne threats?
Using patented technology developed for NASA, ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers sanitize and protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, salmonella, contaminants from chemtrails, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces.
With no filters to replace ever, you save money.
Prepare yourself today. Truthful answers to your questions and concerns can be found at ZeroFlu.com. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 1-888-766-6066. 1-888-766-6066. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Last Wednesday, we broke a report separately sent to us by two separate state police officers in two different states. MIAC Strategic Report, the Modern Militia. This is federally written to the fusion centers, distributed all over the country. This is the Missouri version with the governor's seal on it. We've got state reps on that have talked to the head of the state police there, the commander. It's true. They admit it. They back it. They support it. We've interviewed and called and played clips of with the state police captain in charge at MIAC. This is real. And now Lynn Beck's covered it. Rush Limbaugh's covered it. We've confirmed those clips. I've watched them during breaks. It is a huge story, and it should be. But these and other variants like them go out everywhere. We're joined by David, a current state police officer. We're just going to leave it at that, not even tell you what state he's in, and have him tell the story of, you know, what it's like to have these in the department, other reports they've had, what other officers are saying, and what it's like to see this have blown up so big. We appreciate his courage, because they do have retribution against officers, and they talk about that in here if it gets out. Sir, we appreciate you upholding your oath to protect and defend the Bill of Rights and Constitution that so many have fought and died for. Thank you so much, officer.
You're quite welcome, Alex.
Okay, tell us when you first got this and what it was like reading it and what other officers are saying.
Well, they emailed it to all the area officers and offices, and it's like a training thing, you know. And when I pulled it up on the screen, at first I was in disbelief after I read it, and I had to read it a couple of times to understand what are they saying. I thought it was a spoof. When I read it, when I ran it past a few other officers, you know, and they had the same twist that I had on it, that they were actually saying that some of us were militia members, that we belonged to a militia group just because, as myself, I have a Ron Paul sticker on my car. Some other officers, they believe that gun control is not correct and that we shouldn't be marking our bullets, ammunition, act that they're trying to pass through, and we're saying, wait a minute, this is like a big net taking in everybody. You know, it didn't appear right, and it seemed like this thing was just anti-American all the way. It really made me mad.
So the majority of other officers that you talked to in your state police office, they were upset by it just like you?
Yes, they were. And I'm telling you, I'm talking about officers that are Kool-Aid drinking officers. I mean, officers that back Bush all the way. Even they were very upset by this document. They said, no, this can't be true. You know, and a few of them looked at the author of the article and they said, well, of course, that this is probably what comes out of this agency.
Yeah, we decided to go with your cell phone because it doesn't have a good connection and kind of distorts your voice, but it's doing its job too well right now. So just, I guess maybe speak a little bit louder for us, officer. I don't want to give out any details about where you are or how senior you are, but we just appreciate, again, your courage coming on. How long ago did you first get emailed this? You know, it came out in the 20th of February. Was it around that time?
I got it about a week after the 20th. That's when I opened it. Took me that long to digest what was actually on this document and really interpret what they were trying to tell us.
Well, it's a guilt by association document. I mean, do you agree they mix white supremacists and cop killers in with basically every libertarian or conservative or anti-corruption group under the sun and three popular presidential candidates and a sitting congressman?
Yes, I do agree. Exactly.
Amazing guilt by association. And then they show American flags and the Don't Tread on Me, and that's used by most of the military as bad. If you got that on your car, look out for folks with these bumper stickers. We're going to come back in 1 minute, sir, 70-second break, and get into, is this profiling? You know, what is this meant to do when they give this to the state police? And is this why we see state police across the country harassing Ron Paul people?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live now, already into hour number three. In about 15 minutes, we've got Oath Keepers, a group from police, military, and others are saying we're going to uphold the Constitution Bill of Rights. Very well written, very well done site, because it's a constitutional lawyer that started it, but a lot of police and military have joined and pledged their oath to protect and defend the Constitution Bill of Rights. We've got a gentleman on the line right now, state police officer. We'll just call him David. That's not his name. His name has been changed to protect the innocent, those defending the Bill of Rights and Constitution. We're talking about the MIAC strategic report. Here's the report he sent me. Got it up on screen right here for you as well. This story is now huge. Profiling. I mean, they admit this is sent out to state police. It was sent to your state police. This is going on all over the country. That's confirmed. We're not going to get into that, though, because that can get into where you're at. And, I mean, what is this meant to give patrol officers this? Because they talk about when they pull you over. You know, if you see these bumper stickers, if you see this, if you see that, they start the whole page out with cop killing, I guess, to prejudice the police, but it doesn't look like it's working too well. So is this profiling and demonizing anybody that disagrees with the government?
It's actually, I believe it is. I believe that is the intent, but I don't think it's going to work. I think the officers in my agency can see through this ruse, and they understand that this document is meant to enslave the American people, and I don't think it's going to work. I think it misses mark. It's so obvious. It's so obvious to lean one way, to be a net that encompasses everybody. Like I said, even though I don't have that right wing, left wing false paradigm, but even the right wingers in my particular area office see through it clearly, and they understand what it is. So as a profile document, as a document meant to teach police officers to profile, I think they lost.
Well, they're certainly losing now. Congressman Ron Paul, former Congressman Bob Barr, and presidential candidates are saying they're going to sue if they don't retract this.
Right. And you know what I think? What they're trying to do, they're trying to train the younger officers. I mean, the really young, impressionable officers. But they don't understand these young officers that are coming into these departments. A lot of them are really smart and sharp. They're coming in with four-year degrees. I know a couple of attorneys that have just started the department, and they can see through this, Alex. I think these people are running scared now. I think you and your office, and people like you have done such a great job informing the American public that people are seeing through these people. The American citizens are seeing through these people.
What type of things were the state police officers in your office saying when they read this?
They were in disbelief. They said, hey, I like guns just like any other American likes guns, and I'm not letting nobody take my gun. And the ammunitions and, you know, like the .223 round and the .308 that Obama wants to get rid of, they say, no, it's not going to happen. They said, when they come to get, well, I mean, the statements are getting really bad. They said, they're going to have a hard time getting my weapon from me. And I say the same thing. You're not getting my weapon unless you pry it out of my cold, dead hand. I'm not giving it up.
I mean, would you say 90% of the police, the other state police officers you work with are like this, or 50%? And you're saying if the statements are getting like, sounds like you're saying bordering on, we're going to resist this.
I would say 80 to 90% of the officers that I spoke to, and that's out of like 80 officers, 90 officers, are saying, no, this is not going to work.
Stay there. Let's recap that when we come back and get into anything else you want to cover and your take on this story getting so big. It should get big. This is outrageous, and it's public now because your courage and other state police officers' courage. Because this outraged police so bad, we got two copies of this from two different states, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Many studies have shown that the majority of Americans are deficient in minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the link on PrisonPlanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you've got to try this. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to RawOrganicVeganSuperfoods.com today and see some of the amazing products available. You are what you eat, so eat what your body needs. Remember to go to raworganicveganSuperfoods.com today.
Ow.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Banks are engaged in a corporate takeover of the United States, just like they've done to hundreds of third world countries. That's all that's happened. They're announcing, I got Reuters, world taxes on everything you do, two private banks. It's all over the news. There's a new world order. So what happens when the state police and police open up these federally written reports saying none of this exists, you're a violent cop killer if you talk about it? If people have these bumper stickers, look out. And we have out of Las Vegas the footage of them pulling somebody over. What's that Ron Paul sticker on your car? I guess that's the 10% the officer's talking about that I guess buy this. We've got Abby Newman being pulled over to checkpoint. She's got a pocket constitution, and they grab it and say, is this legal? And on the squad car video, they have a discussion about if she's allowed to have it, when all it is what this country's founded on, what they swear an oath to. Officer, specifically, you know, the New World Order is becoming big news now. I would imagine the officers, you say, are getting upset. I mean, are they going, wait a minute, they're admitting there's a New World Order. Why are they then saying you're a cop killer, basically, if you talk about a New World Order?
You know, I don't know exactly why. I think that they're reaching. I think they're in desperation right now. They understand that they're being exposed. It's like the Obama deception. I watched it the other day, and I can't even make enough copies. I have officers coming up to me and saying, hey, John, David, I understand that you have this film about Obama, you know, and I can't even keep copies now. I got to make copies constantly of the Obama deception. And by the way, I wish you guys sent out my DVD so I can make better copies.
We have. They're shipping right now, but imagine we had thousands of orders. We got four people back there, you know, since Monday, just packaging. So it's on the way.
And another thing, Alex, you know, since I've been listening to you, probably since the end of 2005, and luckily I have, because you have saved me in literally hundreds of thousands of dollars. You got me out of the stock market because of your guests. I've sold my home before the market crashed, and all of these things the other officers realize, and I tell them, you know, Alex Jones has saved me money, and so that pushes them to you, and now the Obama deception, and now this MIAC document is further pushing people towards your show, towards your radio show, because they know that you're giving out the truth.
Why do you think people were in denial, even state reps and people that know I tell the truth, when they first saw it, they couldn't believe it, and they called the state police and they said, yeah, that's our document, we're proud of it?
Well, it was so over the top, you know. It's like there's a quickening developing right now. You probably can feel it. I can feel it.
Oh, yeah.
They know it's tipping over right now. And we're getting the right amount of people waking up where it's going to have a deluge effect on this country. America's going to wake up in droves.
Well, what happens, you know, with tipping points in history is it can tip into evil or tip into good. And because we've done the groundwork and warned people, and because we were right about what was going to happen and what was going to develop, and people have seen that in hindsight with my 22 films and the work we've done, but countless others out there fighting, that we have a fighting chance in this. But people need to know, the enemy will stage terror attacks. The enemy will release bioplagues. I mean, these people are hardcore killers. They funded Hitler, Stalin, Mao, Lenin, Pol Pot, you know, Zbigniew Brzezinski, Obama's chief advisor, brags in two books he wrote about how they do. I mean, these people are sick. And so just because people are waking up, I don't want people to think we're out of this. This is deep. This is serious. And the New World Order is going to hurt everybody out there. You know, I've made mistakes in the past. I had a New World Order. By the police that have been brainwashed and been militarized, and then I lash out instead of historically reach out to police and military, and they are waking up now. Look, Ron Paul got more contributions from the military than anybody else, and that's how we're going to defeat this. As Jack McClam says, we've got to have the police on our side, because the truth is we're all on the same side, even if we decide to fight with each other. When we fight with each other, the New World Order wins. Your comments on that, officer?
Well, I agree with you. I know what side I'm on, and a lot of the police officers I talk to, they know what side they're on. And I tell them that, you know, you're going to have a choice to make one day. You're going to be asked to do some horrible things, and you have to think about it right now. Are you going to take people's guns away from them? Are you going to force people into cattle cars? Remember what Hitler did. I impressed this upon at least the younger officers. The old officers, they understand what's going on, where this country is going. And they understand they have to wake up and they have to be on the side of Americans. And we took an oath, and I remind these people that this oath is for our country. We have to defend this Constitution. This is the best Constitution in the world, and we have to keep it enforced.
Yeah, basically this report takes the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, everything good and wholesome, and then just spray paints white supremacist cop killer all over it in an attempt to demonize the very heart of this country. It's asinine. It's a fraud. And I am just buoyed by the fact that so many police and military are waking up, not from my information, but from the over-the-top nature of the criminal-fed government's propaganda.
Right, and coupled with what Obama's doing right now. He's doing what you predicted he would do. I mean, with his gun control, he's doing exactly what you're saying. He's trying to stop us from having 223 rounds, from having 308 rounds. And this is nuts. Not
going to
work.
Well, I mean, I'd like to brag and say I'm real smart, but I'm really not. I just go off what the white papers in government and corporations say they're going to do versus what they publicly say on the news. I mean, my job's like reading a TV guide. I mean, the UN on July 7th, 2001, at the UNITAR meeting in New York with thousands in attendance, said we're going to take every civilian-owned firearm, period, single-shot, black powder, we're going to take all of it. So, you know, that's their goal. And so we're just laying it out. I mean, now the veterans found out that Obama was planning to make them get their own insurance. I mean, the people are finding out that it's a bunch of Madoff criminals. The state police in your organization, I mean, are they aware of the banker takeover and how that's a scam as well?
Well, not quite. That's a little too esoteric for them. I tried to explain to some of them. Some of them get it some way. Some portions of it, but they don't get it totally, you know. That's a little bit of a difficult row to hoe.
But you're saying on the Second Amendment issue, and because it's a document, cop killer, white supremacist, we've got to restrict guns. You know, they mix that in. They saw through that.
Right. They seen clearly through that because, like I said, a lot of them, almost majority of them, you know, they have guns, they have rifles, they go to ranges, we shoot. And I guess some of them are called gun nuts, you know, and they're not going to get their guns. They're not.
But they are trying to hire a bunch of social worker, mainline liberal types who are anti-gun to be police. But once they get into the culture, it is a pro-Second Amendment, pro-self-defense culture. The 10% that are brainwashed, what are they like?
A few of them are Obama supporters, and a couple of my knows mainly because they're wives and they get harassed for it. You know, it's kind of hard to have a cookie cutter for them. It runs the gamut. You know, they could be left and right, but.
Well, but I mean, you're saying that 10%, though, are just buying this. I mean, they get a thing saying basically Ron Paul supporters are terrorists, libertarians are terrorists, and they buy that.
They buy it, about 10%, but they get harassed. You know, wake up, you know. By, you know, the other officers, they harass them about it. Come on, you guys got to wake up. This one article, and actually it sits right on my briefing table. In the briefing room, and so people view it every day and make fun of it. You know, this was, I think, the coup de grace for the New World Order, at least in this little battle. This is waking a lot of people up as to what's really going on in this country.
Well, I think the police I talked to are starting to realize, too, it's not going to be a fun job trying to disarm the American people because 10% of gun owners, or a lot of them are veterans. They're not happy about life, the economy. If 10% of 140 million gun owners fight back, we're talking about 10 million, 14 million people. I mean, do the police ever talk about what it would be like to try to go out and confiscate guns?
No. No, not specifically. I don't think that it's going to come. They don't think it's going to come to that. But I try to put that little thought in their head so they at least think about it. So when that decision does arrive, at least they have thought about it.
Well, they'll keep doing it incrementally. But I just hope that officers are supposed to judge the law as well as the facts, have a wide discretion, because, I've read over the law. And I know most police are pro-Second Amendment because they understand guns, they're not stupid. But then you've got that other type where you can be in the countryside now in East Texas walking across the road to your land to go bird hunt, a cop will pull up and say, what's that shotgun for? So there's certainly that percentage, that 10%. Well, I mean, I'm sure you've heard about Ron Paul supporters that have been harassed, and now we know why. Well, why do you have a Ron Paul sticker? Well, why are you asking?
Yes, I have heard about Ron Paul supporters since I am one being harassed. And so look for it. And like you said, I want to, Jason Berman said, keep a tape recorder with you. And I do keep a tape recorder in my car. And yeah, and I do carry a badge and everything, but I still keep a tape recorder because, hey, this conversation goes downhill. I want verifiable proof that I was stopped illegally for Ron Paul sign on the back of my car.
Well, officer, this has been an amazing discussion. We salute your courage and what you've done. And I want to get you back in the next few weeks for a longer interview here on the show. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
You're welcome, and thank you for all the hard work.
God bless you. All right, there he goes, state police officer in an unnamed state, David. We're going to come back and go to Stuart Rhodes with Oath Keepers. Thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burned.
Kurt Nemo's got the story up. Baldwin Paul and Barr send letter in opposition to Mayak report to Missouri officials. Good job, Kurt Nemo, on that. We'll have a letter up there soon. But we need to add in here that they're considering suing. That needs to be in the headline. You know, they're considering litigation if lies not retracted or demonization not retracted. Something like Paul, Ron Paul, Bob Barr, Baldwin, write letter to Mayak report demonizing, their supporters, and that needs to be in the first line. I'm doing editing even here on the air, ladies and gentlemen. It's insane. We're joined for the rest of the hour, and I apologize for getting him on late, but we decided to have that state police officer on. But it's a perfect segue into this. He's Stuart Rhodes, created a great website. He's a constitutional lawyer, but masses of military and police have been saying they pledge to be oath keepers and not violate the Bill of Rights, Constitution, and to follow their oath. And it's when I read it, I said, this person has a deep knowledge of what's going on, because this is how I would have written it, probably better than I would have written it. So, Stuart Rhodes, thanks for coming on, sir.
Well, you're welcome, and you're absolutely right. That was a fantastic segue. That officer is an oath keeper, and that's exactly what we are here to do, is to bring more men like that out. And most of the members of our organization don't use their real names, or we don't even want to know who they are, because just like that gentleman there just did, we want them to be able to continue in their job and continue doing the good work for the American people.
But because the federal government is so out of control and criminal, that's a sad testament that these officers don't even really have their own First Amendment to say appreciate the country being destroyed.
That's right. And standing up and saying you might actually obey the Constitution could get you canned. So that's the world we live in right now. But you've probably been to our site. You can see the flood of testimonials we have in from veterans. Most of the veterans are not afraid to put their name on it because they're no longer within reach of being punished for it. And they're standing up and saying, no, we're not going to do this. And the veterans are very important because the veterans are there to teach the young bucks how to behave, to show them what they're supposed to be doing. And so that's our mission, is to remind them of their oath, to teach them what it was they swore an oath to defend, and then to steel their resolve to do what's right. And that officer is correct. You got to do that in advance. You got to do it ahead of time, so that when you draw your own lines in the sand and prepare yourself mentally to do what's right, and then you'll do it.
Absolutely. Just amazing testimonials on the site. What gave you the idea to create this, and how many people have come on the site and pledged in just a few weeks it's been up that they're going to stand by the Constitution and Bill of Rights?
Well, I was working for in Congress Paul's campaign here in Nevada. I used to work in his D.C. office, but I was so focused on the campaign. But about a year and a half ago, I had the idea that, what do we do next? And if this campaign's not successful, what's our next move? And my thought was, let's have our focus of effort be on the men with the guns. If you're going to have an awakening of 1 million people, say you're going to have a chance to awaken 1 million people to be constitutionalist, would you want to focus on the military? And those are the men who are supposed to be our guardians.
Exactly.
They're the guardians of the republic. That's what they are.
Yes, if tyranny is going to come, it's going to come in the form of a uniform. The Ron Paul revolution has probably woken up. Even mainstream media says probably 20, 30 million Americans identify now. Imagine if we focused on the police and military. Game over for the New World Order. Go ahead.
Exactly, precisely. It's like maneuver warfare theory. You go to the rear of the enemy. You go to the heart of their strength. It's kind of like in the Lord of the Rings, how the Ring of Power. They think the Ring of Power is that these guys are going to do whatever they say. They think the oath is their ring of power, but it's not true. The oath is to the Constitution, and even more fundamentally, it's to the people. And so we're going to take that, bite the Mountain Dew, and toss it right, you know, right up their chute.
Oh, man, that analogy is just pure gold. You are something special.
Well, let me tell you something. I write for SWAT magazine, and here's what actually got me thinking about this is about a year and a half ago, I wrote a column, and in response to that column, we got a letter from a U.S. J.R. Ewell, colonel, U.S. Army retired, and he said, the Constitution and our Bill of Rights are gravely endangered today, and this community of military and veterans and law enforcement is where they will be saved, if they have to be saved at all. And he had the same insight you did, is, look, they can't do it without those guys. Game over. It'd be like the end of the movie V for Vendetta. That, you know, the military stands down, and there's nothing between the people and the vultures. Nothing. And that's what our goal is.
Well, I mean, police are going to lose their houses. They already are. They're going to lose their future in this new world order.
That's right.
They're going to lose their Second Amendment.
Yeah, and their children will be indentured servants for the rest of their lives. That's right.
Yeah, the globalists have overplayed their hand. And I keep telling listeners, the phony churches on government payroll, I told you this a decade ago, now it's declassified, are telling you to stand down. So there's several rings of power. One is the police and the enforcers. The others is the churches. Got to take those back. Stay there, sir. We're going to tell folks how they can visit the Oath Keepers website when we come back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
They railed against the crown. Another ragtag band. Declaring independence. They laid their bodies down in a bloody war. For liberty, for their descendants. Look in the mirror, that's you, that's me. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today. Thank God for the renegades and the lives they lead. Far ahead of their time. Without the renegades, Lord knows where we'd be. When it comes to heroes, renegades are mine. And going back to the Mordor analogy, you have the tower, the mountain of power, with the all-seeing eye, with its armies moving across the world. But right here in its command base, right here in Empire U.S., it is distracted, looking everywhere for the ring. That's what this MIAC report is they're counting on the police and military being Uruk-hai or orcs. Or black ships from the east. They're planning on them going along with this evil and being seduced by the dark side, by being played and manipulated and maneuvered into war with the American people as they destroy their own futures, as they burn their own beds, their own nest. It's going to fail. It is going to fail. You have to first believe that and know that and reach out to the police and military now so they understand and educate them. Waking up one police officer, one active duty military person is like waking up 1,000 regular Americans. Now, we have to also understand that the key here is there's people like Stuart Rhodes over there with oath-keepers.blogspot.com, oath-keepers.blogspot.com, or just Google his name, Stuart Rhodes, Oath Keepers, and it'll come up for you. We've got it up on screen right now at prisonplanet.tv. The fact that there is Ron Paul and Alex Jones and Stuart Rhodes and Jesse Ventura and thousands of other prominent people fighting, not just millions waking up and fighting, they killed me and only makes my information grow that much faster. If I was the only guy doing this, though, I'd be dead. If Stuart was the only guy doing this, they'd go set him up or something. But there's too many of us now. They can't target and intimidate. They had the Ron Paul girl in here last night. I didn't know that, but she was on my show last time. They were waiting for her outside. Yeah, Amy Allen, with crowbars, stealing nothing, just putting her in the hospital, you know, breaking bones. That is the type of intimidation. I've been physically attacked, and they've told me, shut up or you're dead next time. But I fought back and fought them off, and they didn't like getting hurt real. I got hurt bad, too, but they were surprised that I wasn't a sheep, and I actually went absolutely ape. Because I'm not a slave, folks. You attack me, I attack right back. Quite frankly, the time enjoyed it. You know, I mean, that's just how I am. That's living there, you know. You don't really live until four people are pounding on you, but sad for her, she's a little girl. They hurt her bad. But you can't let that scare you. You got to say, oh, that means I'm hurting you. That means I'm getting close to the crack of doom to dump this ring in. You have to dare great, ladies and gentlemen, and you can succeed. Okay, I'm going to shut up. I made those points. It's just that they're also trying to divide our movements, trying to demonize, trying to say, don't trust this leader, don't trust that leader. That's the operatives. That's what COINTELPRO does. This person's a Mason. That person's a Vatican assassin. This person works for Israel. It's the information that's key. Bill of Rights, Constitution, Liberty, Second Amendment, national sovereignty, cut the size of government, kick them out of the states. You know a tree by its fruits. So the other attack is to divide us. Now, go ahead and comment on those points, Stuart Rhodes, and let's get into the Oath Keepers.
Well, you're absolutely right, and that's why Oath Keepers, I mean, we always stress that this was first contemplated and first planned before the election. We didn't care who got elected. It didn't make a difference who was going to be president. We saw the growth of executive power, and we're talking about active duty military and veterans. And these gentlemen don't care who's president. We're looking at the big picture, and we stay neutral on politics. We stay neutral on the Iraq war. In fact, I'll be speaking at a big event in June, a big pro-troops rally in June. I was invited by, former Navy SEAL Captain Larry Bailey of Gathering of Eagles. So a lot of the more hardcore conservative groups who might not have listened during Bush are starting to wake up and understand what the great danger is. And so we're seeing an awakening. Like the officer said, it's a quickening. And it doesn't make a difference. Forget about left and right and forget about that kind of stuff. Like you've said before, it's about liberty or tyranny. That's the dividing line. And so we go back to the basics. We go back to the Declaration of Independence. We go back to the Bill of Rights. We go back to the Constitution. Those are our all. Those are our common bond.
Absolutely.
That's all we care about. And you swore an oath to defend the Constitution, and you swore an oath more fundamentally to defend the people of this country. And that's all we care about, and that's what really matters.
And so their interest is with the American people, too.
Of course. Well, you know what? They don't belong to the Mordor and the Potomac. They belong to us. They're our fathers. They're our sons. They're our sisters. They're our uncles. They are us. They don't belong to them. They belong to us. We're taking
that's
them
back. That's right. That's right. They don't belong to Mordor, do they?
No, they don't. Yeah. And we're taking them back. And
they belong to Midas Tirith.
That's
the whole thing.
And, you know, and that's why they have to demonize people. That's why you saw H.R. 1955 was a bipartisan assault on the American people. First thing you do is you label someone the enemy. You make them the other. You dehumanize them. And then you turn the forces against them. And so, but we're fighting back, and I think your show is important in that.
You know what I think woke the military and police up the biggest? And we've confirmed this with state police and military everywhere, and it's even been in the news. But we knew about it before it was, you know, I mean, the point is before it was in the news, they're telling them that, you know, mainline Americans are about to start bombing police stations. We've got to do IED training. The Army's going to be on the streets of America. Right. There'll be a new world order, but it's good, and those that are against it are bad.
Right.
They're now seeing the whole apparatus that was supposedly to fight Al-Qaeda has now been swung around like a cannon and aimed at the American people. And
that's
the police
exactly
and military are going, whoa.
That's right. Yeah. In fact, we just now put up on our site an article on how enemy combatant status was first proposed during the Clinton administration. Most folks don't realize that. But that idea of using tribunals for even American citizens was first proposed during the Clinton years to be used against McVeigh and the militias. And what Clinton didn't do, Bush unfortunately put into full effect, and now Obama's got it, and it's very likely he'll turn right around and apply it domestically, you know, to average gun owners. That's what we think might be the next spark.
You know, going back to the Mordor analogy, it's just too good. Remember when the keeper of the fortress goes insane and says, no, we're all dead, and starts pouring oil on himself saying, we can't beat them, there's nothing
right,
we can
yeah
do, and
right
sets himself on fire. That's the spirit. More than just waking up police and military, it's the change is an inside job. It's all of us have to decide victory is ours. And it's not just a spirit or an idea. It's the truth. We have incredible power, but we
right
have to prepare ourselves, steel ourselves, as you said, like steel, to understand this work and just commit. And when you commit and aren't worried if they demonize you, set you up, kill you, whatever they're going to do, you just commit. It's like a million-pound weight goes off of you, and you're truly alive.
That's exactly
and you're now
right.
And you're now in communion with the founding fathers and every other rebel against tyranny in history.
That's right. We're all going to die anyway. No one gets out of here alive. So what counts is whether you leave your children free. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Really, that's really it. And take back to your analogy there. They want you to think it's hopeless. You know, it's like you're staring into the, you know, you're seeing only their propaganda. If all you do is look at what they want you to see, you'll think it's hopeless.
That's right. He's staring into the crystal. And
right,
it's only what it's a TV set. It's only what Mordor wants them to see.
That's exactly right. They, like Claire Wolf said, break your TV. You know, break that stuff and get on the web and communicate with your fellow man. And here's the thing about Oath Keepers: it's positive. That's why people respond to it so much. It's positive. It's not just more negativity. They're starting to see the other side. But look, you know, like you said, we have the strength and we have the power, and you can't just assume the military is your enemy. You can't just assume police are your enemy. They want you to think that. They want the
no,
people
I,
to
I
think
have
that.
Fallen, I have fallen into that. I mean, over the years, I've also got to reach out to them when I see the outrage. Then I started wondering about 5 years ago, why does the media show the worst police brutality over and over again? Why do they focus on it so much? And then I realized they want to split us apart, which puts the police more in their gang mentality and the people more in their mentality, and that's
right
why they're advertising it, and I'm actually helping them when I make a big deal out of it.
Right. Well, you know, you got to have the truth. Like Patrick Henry said, you got to see the truth and, you know the
no,
truth.
No, exactly. We put the truth out, but we have to also add, understand, they're encouraging officers to act like this and understand they're not all like this. And if we
right
fall in to just hating them and being threatened by them, that's what they want.
That's right. And that's one of the values of having a man like you just had on, where he tells you that, look, not all officers will like this. And you'd be surprised. We have a testimonial up on our site by a police officer. I'm going to find it here while we're talking, and I'll read it to you. But he just basically says, look, the majority of the guys in my force, agree we won't do these things. And so I'm hearing that from Marines, too. I got a Marine sergeant the other day I talked to on the phone. He's like, I talk to my guys about this stuff all the time, and I make sure they know their oath. A lot of the young guys, when they first get to his unit, they think that their oath is to the president, and they have to set them straight. You know, but now more and more they're talking about this stuff. And that was going on, you know, before we founded Oath Keepers. It was going on already. So we're just kind of tapping into what's already happening. I'm looking for that right now. Here we go. This officer says he's a Texas police officer. Because after serving in the Navy from 90 to 93 on board the USS Blue Ridge, I became a police officer and I'm still on the force. Not only will I refuse any unlawful order that violates the Constitution, I will fight the tyrants that give the orders. Rest assured that me and my brothers in law enforcement talk about this subject on a regular basis. About 80% feel the same way I do. I ask the rookies that when it comes down to nut cutting, whose side will you be on? The founding fathers who made this country so great or the tyrants that are in power now? I took the oath twice and will uphold it twofold. God bless America, and he signed his name, Colin Connerly. Some people are willing to put their names on it. Other folks, understandably, are not. So, but that's the sentiment we're getting. We're getting floods of emails like that, saying, "Yeah, we're with you." You know.
Well, I would add to this that, you know, getting into the spiritual angle of this, standing up for liberty and goodness, you know, as Martin Luther King said, the universe bends towards truth, towards justice, that it's providence. And if you don't understand that, folks, when you decide to fight evil and really get your head straight and you really are fighting evil, not being manipulated into fighting some red herring the establishment gives you, they're very good at that. It's like an electrical connection. It's spiritual. And then when I said that earlier, you literally then connect in to the founding fathers and everybody else that stood up for goodness. You literally connect into the disciples who were fighting the corruption of Rome. You literally, it's like a barrier, a dam is removed when you start standing up for freedom, because that's all that matters in the world. That's always a struggle between good and evil. There's always evil trying to take over. There's always evil trying to dominate. This is what life is all about, is defending liberty and freedom and building things and making life better.
That's right. And the first thing you got to do is you got to not let fear control you. You got to say, you look at the big picture and realize that, and that's the value of the oath, is that everyone has taken that oath in the military. You know, they did so understanding that it could mean their life. And these men, they take it so seriously still. I've gotten letters, I can't even read them, I'll start bawling, but letters from Vietnam veterans and Korean War veterans, and they still take that oath serious to this day. And they understand that they have a line going all the way back to you know, the men of April 19, 1775, and even before that. You know, they understand that the line of men who have fought and bled and died for freedom, and they understand that all those men gave them a sacred trust, and now it's their watch. That's why our motto is not on our watch, because now it's our turn to make sure that the light of liberty does not go out. Because if America falls, the world will fall into an age of darkness, and that's the truth. And these guys, they know it, and they're waking up.
Well, look at North Korea. Look at China. Look at Mexico. They're all falling into total corruption and mass murder and open sewage running down the streets. That's what evil does. And very few nations in history. We haven't been perfect here in the U.S., but compared to others, it's been amazing. 4% of the world's population, half the world's wealth until the bankers took over. Now they're taking it from us. And that was produced here. And
right.
Again, that's what a little bit of liberty. We haven't been perfect, but it's a lot compared to other countries. The jewel of liberty, as Thomas Jefferson said, must be guarded. It is the engine of everything good.
That's it. I mean, that's it. Freedom is all that matters. And as Franklin said, those who would give up freedom for perceived security will have neither. And so you can't give up freedom. It's the fundamental, like you just said, it's the engine of all that's good. And so the secret is not to let fear control you. And since 9/11, people have been so afraid, they've allowed all the infrastructure of a totalitarian state to be put into place. And as you know. And so now what we have to do is you have to stop it. And you don't stop it in the courts, and apparently you don't stop it in Congress either. They'll go ahead and do whatever they want anyway. What you do is you stop it at the base level of the people, just saying no. And that includes.
Here's an example. I was on 93.7 FM for an hour yesterday downtown during South by Southwest, and I walked by three police, and they were all fans of the show and wanted to shake my hand. So, you know,
that's an example.
Even after all of my, you know, ranting and raving, you know, they've told me, hey, we don't like what's happening either. And we don't like how the media just totally focuses on the bad cops. And so I can see I've also been fooled by that spell. You know, as I get older,
right.
I learn more and more how this sophisticated mind control system works. All of us, you know, are waking up together. And I agree.
Right.
I mean, when I stay on there, I feel a quickening. I see a quickening. It's like I just, you know, jumped off a 300-foot cliff into cold, icy water. You know what I mean? It's invigorating. It's bracing. It's like, whoa. And then to realize that myself and others are at the very center of a crossroads that is the future destiny of humanity.
That's right.
When people look back on this time, it's going to dwarf the importance of 1776, I believe.
It might well. And that's the key, is to break the spell. You know, they've been under a spell, and we've been under a spell, and it's time to break it. Absolutely. And so what we did is we issued a declaration of 10 orders we will not obey. And that's what's kind of causing kind of a lot of controversy and firestorm. And when I go around the web and look at different forums that are discussing it, it's what's happening is exactly what we wanted to happen. We wanted veterans and current serving military to have discussions about where their line is. Each person has their own. I mean, every service member has an obligation. Not just that they can refuse a legal order or an unlawful order. They have an obligation to. They have to. And so they have to make a decision for themselves where that line is. And so, as the officer said a minute ago, you have to do it ahead of time. So that's our declaration of 10 orders. We carefully crafted these to tie into American history, because history is repeating itself. Much of the causes of the revolution are happening again, and also the history of the 20th century with the death camps and mass internment, and what we see happening today. It all flows together. So do you want to go down through the 10 orders? Let's do that
in the next segment, and if you can stay 5 minutes in the next hour that our next guest is coming on. I want to invite you back routinely. I know you're a busy guy, but you need to talk to Ted Anderson, maybe get a Genesis radio show or something. You're very, very eloquent. And when we come back, we'll go over the 10 points. But what I like is that, you know, that huge Ron Paul revolution, at first people were like, oh, it went nowhere. And I said, no, it's a delayed explosion, like in Force 10 Navarone, when they bombed the dam, and they're like, where is it? And he just said, just sitting there smoking a pipe. Just wait a moment. You know, that's how, and then suddenly it starts breaking, boom, and now we're seeing that, and then people realize they can defeat the enemy in the info war, and now they're just blasting, they're picking up arms in the revolution of the mind. People are taking the red pills, they're waking up, and I'm seeing people like you from the Ron Paul campaign and others disperse out and start.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Fresh Water Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Since 1991, the 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe.
At the 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror and pandemic kits, water storage and self-reliant items, the 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
On the storm.
Riders, you're riding the storm, folks. Storm of Liberty.
Riders on the storm.
When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord
into this
will lift up a standard against it. Be part of that standard.
Into this world.
Get involved in the info war today.
Like a dog with a
enlist in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights and Liberty. Targets of opportunity. Wake up those in your area. Get the Obama deception on DVD in super high quality. This is the way to have it. Make copies of this. Get it out. Download it in DivX format at PrisonPlanet.tv. Support us here. Support others.
Take a long holiday.
Let your children play.
Let your children play.
You give this man a ride, folks.
If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die.
Don't give this man a ride. Barack Obama, the front man of the New World Order, the tip of the spear in their war against humanity. Wake up to them. Realize the true depths of their wickedness. Their attack on every basic liberty. It's over the top. I'm sure you heard, sir, Stuart Rhodes with Oath Keepers, oath-keepers.blogspot.com, that the House has passed the Forced Conscription of the American People bill. And I happen to have the Army code that the Pentagon has issued saying it will be forced military service. I mean, the hour is late.
Yes, but that's okay. It's darkest before the dawn, and so I think it's pretty clear that we're going to stand tall. That's why we bumped up our program. We were going to do a regular site, but we saw that things were happening. In fact, I called Colonel Hapgood, also of the Iowa National Guard, and he lied to me like he lied to you. They have a dedicated mouth facility 80 miles north of that town they're going to do their exercise in, and he just flat lied to us. And so that's one thing that got us hopping mad and decided to put it up on Blogspot first. One thing I do want to say, I want to let folks know that I write for SWAT magazine, and I want to make it clear that that's a magazine that's, you know, most people think it's just for law enforcement. It's not. And the gentlemen who run that magazine are dedicated patriots, and they're going to give Oath Keepers free ad space. So I encourage folks to check out SWAT magazine, run by true patriots. So that's my plug for them.
give out the website, because that's good. We have to take the high ground here.
That's right. Yeah, you betcha. And their mission has always been, that's why they asked me to write that column. I used to have Claire Wolf write it. You know who Claire Wolf is, correct?
Yes.
Right. She used to write the Enemy at the Gate column, and then she asked me to take it over when she got kind of burnt out. But their mission is to make sure that there's the separation between law enforcement and the people is broken down. They don't believe there should be that separation. And so Rich Lucibello, the man that owns SWAT, has stood up and dedicated that entire column every month to the mission of defending the Bill of Rights.
Well, we knew this would come. When the New World Order emerged and admitted everything we've been warning people about, that's why I said, even if we get laughed at, tell people the documents, tell them the truth, because when they finally emerge, when they make their big move, which is now happening, then people would have been warned, and then they would wake up. But also, as the police and military are being twisted in their mission now to carry out globalism, that would be the big wake-up call there. I think the enemy trying to program them right now is waking police and military up faster than even the patriots.
Absolutely. And, of course, Obama is acting like a complete fool with what he did with the veterans and forcing them to care, you know, pay for their own medical care. It's just a huge blunder. It just shows the arrogance. You know,
the hubris.
So, oh, yeah. And so the anger and outrage, they're blind. They can't see certain things. They're almost autistic in some ways. They just can't.
Right, we're about to break. We only have like five. Yeah, they're delusional. We're about to break, but start with the 10 points.
You betcha. Well, the 10 points are just what we think are the most likely hot points and trip wires, and what we think officers should be considering and soldiers as the lines in the sand they will not cross. Number one is we will not obey any order to disarm the American people. And that was like, you know, that was the cause of the first American Revolution. It was only the final spark.
Lexington and Concord, continue. Number two.
Number two, we will not obey orders to conduct warrantless searches of the American people. And there again, the writs of assistance, warrantless searches, were one of the causes of the American Revolution. And number three is we will not obey orders to detain American citizens as unlawful enemy combatants or to subject them to the military tribunal.
Stay there. We've got to come back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Many studies have shown that the majority of Americans are deficient in minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the link on prisonplanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you've got to try this. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see some of the amazing products available. You are what you eat, so eat what your body needs. Remember to go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So many thoughts in me, my instincts, you know, who our ancestors were, everything that I've added quite a bit today. I want to have him back up in the next few weeks for a full hour to talk more about Oath Keepers and take your phone calls. He's an amazing individual, Stuart Rhodes. There's so many great people that, you know, are out there prominently fighting the globalists. We just commend them. Run through the other 8 points in the 5 minutes we have left, sir.
You betcha. The other ones are, we will not obey orders to impose martial law on a state or a state of emergency on a state. And five is we will not obey orders to invade, subjugate any state that asserts its sovereignty. And that's kind of a reflection on the initiatives that have come out recently where states are standing up and saying, we're going to interpose ourselves between the federal government and our own people. Yeah.
And that was an issue back in the 1770s because they would governors or legislatures and put in puppets. But go ahead.
Exactly. And number six is we will not obey any order to blockade American cities, thus turning them into giant concentration camps. And that was first done to Boston at the time of the American Revolution. As you just said, Boston was put under military dictatorship with General Gage, and then when the fighting started, the people of Boston were told, you, if you turn in your guns, we'll give you safe passage out of the city. And they turned their guns in, and then they were told they could not leave. And they were kept there, and then it was turned into a concentration camp. Until the militia showed up and kicked the British out of Boston. So number seven is we will not obey any order to force American citizens into any form of detention camps under any pretext. And we cite the history, an unfortunate history of the Japanese internment here at home and also the history around the world of oppressive governments. When they make war on their own people, they put them into camps. And in part, that's done to, they put women and children into camps so that the men who are fighting will turn themselves in on behalf of their children and women.
And the schools, public schools, admit they've been drilling to grab kids without asking on FEMA buses and then tell parents to report. So tyranny does the same thing over and over again. Continue.
That's right. Number eight, we will not obey orders to assist or support the use of any foreign troops on U.S. soil against the American people to keep the peace or to maintain control. And as you know, we've been hearing rumors of this for decades, but we're now hearing the same rumors once again from very credible sources that the Obama administration is even considering bringing in foreign troops.
The agreements
collapse.
Have been signed. Toronto Star, Canadian-Mexican troops to be used, I-4 troops to be used. Those are not rumors. I have hundreds of mainstream articles if you'd like them.
Absolutely. Email them to me.
Go ahead.
No, go right ahead. Go ahead.
No, it's just that, no, I mean, I've had Colonel Craig Roberts and others on who have had, like, their nephews at West Point, and they send in famous generals to tell them we're going to use foreign troops, but it's a good thing. So, no, that is right. Going on. That's not a rumor.
Oh, I know. I just like to hedge my bets with people.
Well, no, I mean, it's true they're planning it. The rumor is they may bring them in. I see what you're saying. Go ahead.
Right, exactly. We will not obey any orders to confiscate the property of the American people, including food and other essential supplies. That's number 9.
That's in the public executive orders. They're planning that, so that's public.
Right. Yep. We will not obey any orders which infringe on the right of the people to free speech, peaceably assemble, and petition their government for redress of grievances. I mean, all these are basic. They should be common sense. No brainers. But unfortunately, as you know, you have to remind people of the basics sometimes. We can't take it for granted that someone's going to be thinking about this stuff ahead of time. Look at Katrina. You know, we're hearing now that a lot of that was caused because those guard troops and those officers hadn't thought about it ahead of time. They're kind of like caught flat-footed when they were told to go do these things. And so we want them to think about it in advance. And we don't think it's going to go down the same way again.
That's right. Iowa was a gun confiscation drill. That's admitted. And then they sent out 22 MPs and a colonel to the Alabama shooting, and now they're looking at charges of posse comitatus violation.
That's right. That's a good sign. It's a good sign that within the military, there are still people who understand the necessary wall of separation between civil and military power and take it serious. So
yeah.
we're very confident. We feel very good about this. One thing I do want to ask your listeners to do, we are going to be doing a tribute video to men who served, and so we'd like to have them send us in photos of those who served when they were young, all the old photos of them and their buddies, and who they were and where they served. Email them to us, and we'll put them in our tribute video.
Absolutely. Stay there. I want to say one last point when we get back of how the enemy's going to attack your key operation. Then we've got our next guest on. Go ahead and get our next guest up. Stay there for 2 more minutes on the other side. We'll get to our next guest. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live. We have 52 minutes left in transmission. In just a few minutes, we're going to go directly to our guest, who I apologize for rescheduled twice last week. So much has been happening. He's written an amazing book. I've already read most of it. It's somewhere in here in the office. Will somebody find me that New World Order book, Corporatism, the Secret Government of the New World Order? Talk to this professor here in just a moment, researcher. But finishing up with Stuart Rhodes of oath-keepers.blogspot.com, let me tell you, everybody here, how they're going to attack what you're doing. And it's with fear, again, intimidation of police and military that speak out. But as more and more speak out, it's kind of like in those famous, you know, historical things where we have a church full of people in the Revolutionary War, and they'll say, who stands with us? It takes about a minute, and one guy steps forward, and then two step forward, and then everybody steps forward. Same thing with the Alamo in 1836. The enemy, and I bet if I Google this, it's already out there, it's going to say, don't sign up for this. It's feds getting your name in the list, and they're going to get you. You have to be, I've always said this, out in the open, resisting the New World Order, speaking out, involved. We are the majority. We have to shatter that illusion that we're not the majority, and we have to get past the mind game of fear. And so I think it's a great idea, whether it's anonymous, you write letters and post things, or other people should start other Oath Keeper sites, more groups, lots of people. But it's good, in my experience, just to go past the point of no return and to commit. We're only saying we'll follow our oath. You know, I mean, that's how I got the city of Austin was saying they were going to vote against the Patriot Act repudiation. They were going to vote for the Patriot Act and keep it. And I went in there and I gave them an impassioned, the most powerful speech I probably ever given, because it was directly from my soul. And I explained to them their children had no future. I explained to them all we were doing had no future if this continued. That all they were doing was reaffirming the Bill of Rights Constitution. All they were doing was saying they'd follow their oaths of office for the city council, the police, the firemen, the workers. And that they had to do it. And they did vote to overthrow it. And people that were saying they were going to vote against voted for. Because, I poured everything into literally trying to reach in and grab them. Just literally brush up against their souls. And I did, literally bending my will with goodness towards them. And believe me, that's what humanity is all about, folks. You've got power you don't know you have. It's a survival mechanism with the truth to literally be able to reach out to people. When you're telling the truth, it's unstoppable. The globalists are going to pull a lot of other tricks, but I wanted to just in closing, Stuart Rhodes, get your take on that enemy attack angle, and has that already happened?
Not yet, and here's what we're going to do. We're going to do the same thing that Congressman Paul did his campaign. We're going to let the fuse. We already got an officer in Houston who's volunteered to run our Facebook operation, and we encourage folks to start up meetup groups. I mean, the website, we'd like people to send their testimonials to the website so everyone can go there and read the testimonials. And we don't screen anything. We post them. They send them, we post them. But as far as for local...
And groups, by decentralizing with meetups, it turns the engine loose where no intelligence unit, no group in the government could track or trace or stop what we're doing or try dirty tricks with anybody, because there's too many of us. And agents that are assigned to try to infiltrate or cause problems will convert over to our side, I'd say 80% of the time.
Exactly. And here's the other thing. We do encourage active duty to stay anonymous unless they're short-timers are going to be getting out soon, or a few people standing up and making a convicted statement is fine, but for the most part, we do think it's probably wise for most of them just to send anonymous statements.
Well, that's their fine. Decision. I'm just saying most of this is anonymous. I'm saying we need more, I think, to go all the way, because that's what's going to shatter the illusion of the establishment.
I agree, but it's up to them. I just want them to know they can do it anonymously. They can go on there and any discussion and just post an anonymous comment, and we'll turn it into an anonymous post. And the veterans definitely should stand up and be counted, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, they'll charge machine gun nests and fly helicopters into hell, but they won't stand up when the country's imploding. No, they are standing up. Sir, we commend you. The website, again, is oath-keepers.blogspot.com, or just Google Oath Keepers, and folks will find it that way. We'll talk to you in the near future.
Awesome, sir.
Thank you for spending time with us. Really great hearing from you. Okay, let's go to our next guest, lecturer and college instructor Jeffrey Grupp. They wrote the book, Corporatism, the Secret Government of the New World Order, and they do use a corporate model or finance oligarchs to control things. That is the real government. That's the elite.
and there's Catholics, there's Jews, there's Protestants, there's Hindus in it. It's a system of global fiat currency control and corporate management system behind governments and through governments. And his book is excellent. Corporatism, The Secret Government of the New World Order, Jeffrey Grubb. An amazing book, a remarkable book, and it's just very, very interesting, and we're glad to have him on with us. Sir, thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much, Alex. I'm really happy to be on. I just want to say I'm a big admirer, a big fan of yours. What you're doing just gives me a lot of inspiration. We live in a nation full of men, who young men especially, who are confused, being raised by these fake churches and TV and public schools, and they get to be 20, 30 years old, don't know what they're doing, don't know who they are. I think what you're doing is helping them learn how to be men, you know, by the entire nation, I would say.
Yeah, we've never been given our true identity, and people are unhappy until they find what the identity is. Fight for freedom, fight for liberty, be informed, be involved, engage the world. You're only alive once. Tell us about yourself, tell us about the book.
Okay, I think one of the reasons that you wanted me to come on was I just recently got fired from Purdue University for an incident that happened with a gun. It was actually my second incident with a gun at the university. My name is Jeffrey Grupp. I'm the author of the book Corporatism, which is published by Progressive Press. It's on Amazon. And I'm 38, been an instructor in philosophy at a number of schools in northern Indiana. And I was fired from two of them. Actually, the first time I was fired was from Indiana University for talking about vaccines and the New World Order and 9/11 in a bioethics class. And they sure didn't like that too much and got rid of me real quick. Then I've got a lot of publications, and I look pretty good on paper to the university. So I got another job real quick in the Purdue University system where I've been getting my PhD. I'm actually a lecturer. It's a non-PhD teacher at a university. I was teaching at Purdue North Central up in northern Indiana, which is a branch campus of Purdue University, and I had requested to teach in the prisons because they have a little program where they teach prisoners, inmates in the prisons, and I was on my way to, I've been doing that for the last 18 months or so, and I was on my way to work, I think it was February 24th, so rushing around like crazy, and I'm really busy writing books, taking care of my family, working two jobs, et cetera, and I forgot that I had my
phone. No, you're just like Jimmy Johnson, who twice has tried to take his handgun, because he gets death threats and stuff, why couldn't he, onto the airplane, and they scan the briefcase, and there's the gun, so similar thing happened to you.
Yeah, they got these the nation's full of these anti-Second Amendment zones. And, I forgot to take my gun out of my school supplies because I had it on me because I was running errands in the morning before, during the morning before I went up to teach at the prison. And, of course, then the media, they won't report on, depleted uranium and the burning of the rainforest and all this kind of stuff. What they want to do is report on me, a professor. Well, actually, I'm called a lecturer. Forgot to take my gun out of my school supplies. It's in the Indianapolis Star and the Chicago Tribune, and they get the story all wrong. They say, I was trying to smuggle the gun and all this crazy stuff. And it's just pretty amazing that that's what it just shows, that that's what the media is all about. The mainstream media, that's why they're going to fail. The future is us, is this voice, against the New World Order. I think a lot of these universities are going to, we're just beginning this economic crisis, and it's, a lot of these universities, when this economic crisis really gets going, later this year into next year, but a lot of them are going to fail. And I think eventually, with American Revolution II starting here, we're going to get new universities, or the ones that exist are going to be heavily modified. And I think our information, our voice, I think is the future there. So, that I got fired from my job, really, I don't care. I've been teaching for 8 years, all summer, a lot of classes. I'm anxious to take some time off. And plus, I don't really know where I fit in these schools anymore. I mean, these universities, they're not teaching empirical information. I mean, it's hard for people to understand this if you're not really in the university system paying attention to what's going on. But they're not, you don't get into a class and sit there and tell your students, okay, I got this scientific article from this top journal and this scientific article from this article from this top journal. We're going to just debate these, and we're going to get to the bottom of things, and we're going to be empirical researchers. That almost never happens.
No, they teach you the German 200-year-old model of not learning how to think and learning how magical the world is and how things connect. It's all just by rote, regurgitating information.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they got these agendas. Like when I was teaching bioethics at Indiana University Northwest, which I was fired from, they wanted me to teach this bioethics class, and I said, okay, that sounds great. I'd love to. Cause I didn't have a whole lot of background in it, but I said I'll do it because I could easily.
And it was really a eugenics class they wanted to teach you.
Yeah, they wanted me to teach eugenics, which, it doesn't really exist.
By the way, we've never talked before. I just knew that because that's what they teach, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, right. Well, they wanted me to teach about euthanasia and all this stuff. And I said, it's not really relevant. I'm wasting the students' money, not really teaching them relevant information. So what I did is I just, on my own, got rid of that section of the class and added
it's brainwashing. You pay $30,000 a year or whatever to go be brainwashed and taught a bunch of propaganda instead of information. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's absolutely unbelievable that people don't just wake up and say, what am I doing here? I mean, I take a calculus class. We really only learn about four concepts the whole semester, and I never use any of this stuff ever again.
That's why I dropped out of college. It was like I'd go to math class, and it'd be how we've got to get rid of the most of the population. Guns are bad. I'd go to philosophy class. It was all New World Order. I'd go to Texas history. It'd all be New World Order. I'd go to U.S. history. It'd all be New World Order. It didn't matter what class, art class, it'd be New World Order. I mean, just everywhere. It's brainwashing.
Yeah, people don't pick up on this because they do it in a hidden way. No, they won't. Some classes won't talk about eugenics, so what they'll do is talk about global warming. And they'll act like everybody's in agreement, and you get the two students in the back who question it, and then, all the rest of the students gang up against them. It's just, people don't know. I mean, brainwashing in the universities is really.
They're re-education camps. They're re-education, military, same thing, shaved head, sleep deprivation. And this is what people don't understand. This is all 200 years old. It all comes out of Germany and England. And before education wasn't like this, everything you're saying is true, just because I've researched it myself. That's what's great about talking to somebody else who's researched this with your perspective. But we're going to come back, get more into your book, and I'm going to try to shut up and get into the corporatism, the secret government of the New World Order. It's published by Webster Tarpley's publisher, I thought I would add, so to give you an idea of the caliber of the material, and Progressive Press. So we really appreciate having you on the show with us. We're going to come right back to you after this break. But, you pay after 12 years of your children being brainwashed to government schools to send them to another re-education camp. And folks, when I say re-education camp, they are re-education camps. I mean, re-education, Soviet Nazi system, that is what goes on at most universities. You got some good professors and teachers who aren't like that, but overall, it is a brainwashing mess. And they tried to recruit my dad into eugenics when he went to UT in the 60s.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 22nd, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $957.80. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $985.12, $492.56 for a half ounce, and $246.28 for the quarter ounce. That's $985.12, $492.56, and $246.28.
Bailout equals market distortions increase money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
If we could all see the germs that we encounter each day, we might have a different outlook on how we view our surroundings. In the past, you may not have put too much thought into it, but with the current health risks in the world today, it's impossible to ignore it. There is a solution, and it's called Hazard. Hazard utilizes a fogging device that disinfects, sanitizes, and protects against influenza, viruses, bacteria, allergen, mold, and more. It's tough on germs, but not on children and pets. You'll receive the fogger, liquid concentrate, enough to make up to 32 gallons of germ-killing power, three respirators, goggles, protective suit, and heavy-duty gloves. Order right now at Hazard.com, and you'll receive double the order of liquid concentrate. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or visit Hazard.com. That's H-A-Z-A-R-I-D. Protect, prepare. Get your Hazard today.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. We're the renegades in this atomic age. This atomic age, we're renegades. We're renegades in this atomic age. This atomic age, we're renegades. Since the prehistoric ages and the days of ancient Greece, what happened to the Middle Ages?
All right, let's go back to our guest, Jeffrey Grupp. Jeffrey, continue. Let's get into your book, Corporatism, The Secret Government of the New World Order.
Yeah, that book was written from 2003 to 2007. When 9/11 happened, I was deep in my academic studies, getting my master's degree, and I really didn't even pay attention. I actually tried as best as I could to ignore all politics. So I thought I'd ignore everything about the world. I just thought it was a complete joke. I didn't want to pay attention. Just wanted to do my academic work. But then 2003 happened, March 20. Or I forgot exactly, maybe the 19th, when we invaded Iraq. I was sitting there in Applebee's with my father having a happy little lunch watching people of Baghdad get blown to bits. And that completely shocked me unbelievably. And from that point on, I've been distracted. My academic work has been distracted. All I can really focus on is what exactly is going on in the world. And the book Corporatism is my process of trying to figure out what's going on in the world. And it took me 4 years to write. I basically researched it, you know, 100 hours a week or more. It took to getting that book to be completed. Of course, you're quoted in the book about 30 times, Alex, because I've been listening to you ever since 2003. And, you know, I've been listening to, where else am I going to get this information? You know, I mean, you guys report all this stuff. I mean, nobody, it's really hard to find any really good information. So, but the book is, I think, there's only one problem, I think, with it. You know, like you said the other day about the Obama deception, you know, after you finish something, you find out things you wish you added later. There's a couple things I wish I added later, but the book basically, to sum it up, is about how the secret government works. Secret government is basically invisible. I mean, people like Rockefeller and stuff are getting close to the core of it. But, you know, the people we see on TV, what I call the visible government, we're showing these people on TV, you know, Obama. You know, you remember the election was happening and we were basically told who to vote for. The public didn't even know who Ron Paul was until late in the game.
Yeah, they spent billions manufacturing this guy. That's prima facie evidence he's New World Order. Then all his advisors, now the policies, now the betrayals. I mean, you know, he comes out and says, I am against these bailouts and these bonuses. I'm fighting it. And it turns out he specifically signed an executive order to allow it and had Dodd put it in the law. And that's now mainstream news. Well, I knew that months ago. We put it in the Obama deception that was just released. But that's now mainstream news today.
Yeah, Obama's specifically doing the neocon agenda where you say one thing and you purposely say exactly the opposite of what you're implementing. So he'll say, I'm against AIG and the banks and, you know, go on the TV and scold them and stuff. But then, you know, he's, like you say, you're showing the Obama deception. He's the guy behind the whole thing as far as the, you know, the puppet government goes. But then behind the puppet government, as the book discusses, there's the New World Order, which is basically corporate. And it's basically a satanic government. It's largely invisible, and it's bent on setting up a world of concentration camps. That's the last chapter of the book. And basically torturing and killing people for some sort of enjoyment or pleasure that they have. It's sort of some sort of religion.
So that's the that's the summation of your research, which is true. I mean, you can be an atheist and come to that realization. You know, people are like, I don't believe in that. I'm an atheist or I'm an agnostic. Point is, the globalists believe in it. I mean, they are into this stuff. They are out of their minds.
Actually, Alex, I used to be an atheist. I even published an academic article in a top philosophy journal called Sophia on trying to prove that God didn't exist. Because way back deep into the 90s, I was so angry with my upbringing and the horrible church that I was raised in. I just became this fiery, bitter atheist. But I read a book in the last few years called Beginnings, Sacred Design by Bonnie Gauntz. And it pretty much, I can't believe that nobody's talking about this information in the churches or on TV.
Well,
or
that's
anywhere.
Why a lot of time, and we're going to talk about it now, but a lot of top scientists who have been atheists, when they finally look at DNA under electron microscopes and the layers and how there's, in there, they're like, my God, this is designed. I mean, this just didn't come out of a cabbage patch.
It's everywhere. Look at the solar system. It's when you look at the numbers of the solar system, the diameter of the sun, moon, earth, the ratios of all these diameters.
Where we had to be in the galaxy, it's all perfect.
Well, I mean, take New Grange up in Ireland, that ancient temple, about 2000 BC, it's estimated to have been created. The sun and I think it's the winter solstice, there's one beam of light that channels down the central column of the middle of the temple, because these people knew so much about the sun back then, so they designed it right at the winter solstice, the sun, just at that one day, you'd have a beam of light that went down because of the way the temple was oriented to the sky. Now, the thing that happens is at night, the full moon does the exact same thing. Now, what does that tell you? That tells you that the sun and the moon at those very precise days are traveling exactly the same trajectory through the sky without any deviation. Now, that can't be a coincidence. That's unbelievable. I mean, I could name 20 of those coincidences.
When we come back. Now, let's get into the book and a lot more with our guest, folks. The book is Corporatism, the Secret Government of the New World Order, Jeffrey Grupp. I suggest you get it today.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Many studies have shown that the majority of Americans are deficient in minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the link on prisonplanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you've got to try this. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see some of the amazing products available. You are what you eat, so eat what your body needs. Remember to go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill?
If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today.
1-800-210-1922.
With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet.
1-800-210-1922.
Or go to orderchoose.com.
Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. over an abbreviated Sunday transmission. Don't forget Jason Burmis, the Info Warrior. It's the name of the show, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. That's 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern. Simulcast on the GCN Radio Network. He's been having a lot of great guests in studio and on the phone with him, so you want to definitely... It's all simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv for 3 hours, 9 to midnight. And we've been here today for the last few hours, so most days we do large portions of the show. Every day we do at least 2 hours. I want to go back to our guest. We're not going to have any time for calls today. We've had so many guests on, but we will have a lot of calls tomorrow. Corporatism, the secret government of the New World Order. But I want to, he'll be on hold a few minutes. I want to bring Ted Anderson up right now because every time gold goes down and the graph goes like this, you know, it's the last 5 years going up. But every time it dips, Ted buys it when it's low, and then he doesn't raise the price to the current rate. He passes it on to you. Because Ted understands psychology. For some reason, people buy when it's high. I buy when it's low. Well, he passes that on. You're buying it at the low price when it's gone up. It went up $30 yesterday. It's gone up like $15 today. Skyrocketing back upwards. I don't know what the future holds, but I know gold and silver is real. I know they're devaluing the dollar. They're openly talking about abandoning the dollar. If that happens, you know, I got articles here. In fact, I meant to get to $750 billion green investment could revive economy, UN says. They're calling for a world tax on all fuel. And if you think $750 billion is big, that's just how they're going to start. The income tax started at 1%. It wasn't widely adopted until the 50s, though they passed it in 1913. So, I mean, this is insane, the stuff. I mean, here's London Telegraph, where they're talking about yesterday issuing their own global supercurrency. And then another article said, oh, they're already doing it. So, Ted Anderson, you've got silver, you've got gold at insane deals. Out of the gates. We always run out of time. Give folks the group of coins you're offering today at the insane price of, would you buy this when it was down by $70?
Yeah.
What
right,
it is now?
Alex, is right when the market dipped there, I took advantage of those low prices, and now we have gold trading around 960, which is up again today. That news that the Fed's going in there and buying U.S. Treasuries is just driving gold up through the roof. And then, of course,
folks, that means the private bankers are selling themselves Treasuries, taxpayer back. The foreigners aren't buying enough of it to keep us afloat, and they're moving away fast. If folks don't know what that means, why don't you tell them, Ted?
Well, it just means that we're going to see inflation. I mean, you think you've had an assault on your stocks and bonds and your 401k plans and your IRAs now. Just wait till inflation starts coming. Everybody knows now that we're looking at some huge inflation in the future here. And not
They just said yesterday, record inflation in the last 20 years just came in.
Yeah, that's what everybody's pointing at right now, because when the Federal Reserve System buys U.S. government treasuries, it means they're printing money. That's what it means.
And folks, inflation means the dollars are worth less. So I know this sounds stupid, but some people are elementary. I'm going to be simple here. When there's inflation, commodities, especially those that have true value as currency, gold and silver, historically only go up.
It's the most active time in trading for gold and silver that you can ever hope for. I mean, back in 1980, gold went from $40 an ounce to $800 an ounce in about 6 years. And now we're starting at a level at about 300, and if the same movement comes along, we're going to be looking at $4,000, $5,000, maybe even $6,000 gold. And this is the answers that our government and the Federal Reserve System has for us. And you're right, the UN is trying to get away from using the United States currency as a world reserve currency. That's going to kill us. We have to have foreigners buying our debt in order to survive.
This is a slow slide into depression, but if the dollar gets dumped, which is openly being discussed, it will be an overnight crash.
Well, Alex, when I was up on the air just at the very end of the show yesterday, I told you I had some deals in here. I have Frank Still. I have same price I had him yesterday, even though gold is up again so much today. I have Frank Still from the time when gold was sitting here at its bottom at 218. I've got British Sovereigns at 272. Silver's up. I still have the Franklin halves at 869 apiece or 173 per roll of 20. And I have some of the U.S. Eagles and some of the, you know, various different coins that you can find in the gold market. You're going to have to ask for those because I just don't have enough quantities to go out. We have $20 gold pieces and tens. Just, you know, call 1-800-686-2237 to take advantage of this. The market is going up right now, and it'll continue to go up as the Fed steps in and inflates away deficit spend our way out of our problems.
And to explain to people what's going on, you have gold at, is it $60 or $70 under what it's currently selling for?
Well, that's the thing, Alex. It was what, around $890 when it hit its low here last time?
So that's a $70 under buy you made. You're passing those savings on. You cannot beat this deal. Tell them the coins, Ted.
Yeah, again, the franc coin right now is at 218. The sovereign coin right now is at 272. The Franklin half is right now at 869. That's a silver coin. I mean, people should be buying gold and silver right now. Inflation is going to push this stuff up through the roof.
Yeah, the silver coin is $8.80-something cents. Cannot beat, I mean, silver dollars, if you can find them, are over $20 a piece, Ted.
I know. They've been trading for more than $20 here for almost the last year. Every now and then you're lucky to get something for $18. You know, and here this thing is $8.69. I mean, it is really a good buy.
It's time it to is. 800-686-2237, 1-800. Give them the number, folks.
Yeah, 1-800-686-2237. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237. Man, pull your head out of the sand. Get as much gold and silver as you can at this time. I can't say that enough. It's not
1-800-686-2237. Did you hear that state police officer who broke the MIAC report here on last hour, and he said, Alex, you told me to get out of the stock market 2.5 years ago. At the top, I did it. You told me to get out of my house 2.5 years ago. I did it. I've made hundreds of thousands of dollars. Everybody else, you know, is losing their butt in his state police office. He's senior. And he told them all then, and they laughed. Now they're listening. You know, told them to get into gold. They did well. Is gold perfect? The globalists can manipulate things, but they can't do it for long. And historically, there is not a better investment than gold and silver. You are insane if you don't convert a lot of your liquid cash or stocks and bonds into gold and silver.
I can't say it better than that, Alex. At this time, if you're sitting in annuities, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, you have 401ks, IRAs, you should be calling us at 1-800-686-2237. The only excuse is that you're out of paper currency. You don't have any more. I can't say it enough. The United States dollar is under attack, and you better do something about it. And if you can't see the tidal wave coming, you're going to get drowned.
800-686-2237. And when I was first telling folks to get gold, it was $280, $267 an ounce, and it's been above 1,000. It's going back that way now. And Ted's selling it to you at the 890 level. So, I mean, if you do the math, he's selling it at the 890 level. You know, he has his tiny markup in there and things. He's selling it to you at the 890 level when it's 960. 800-686-2237. Ted, thanks for talking to us. The brokers will be there till midnight.
Yeah, well, thanks for putting such a great show on. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Ted. Oh, what'd you think about Ron Paul and them? They're about to threaten to sue. They're writing a letter. They're threatening to sue the Missouri if they don't retract all that slander in that MIAC report.
I listened to that part of your show, and I tell you what, it makes my blood pressure go up because I'm going to be down there in Missouri with Ron Paul next Friday and Saturday and Sunday. And I got to tell you, there isn't a better statesman out there. I can't believe that anybody would stand and let something like this happen. It's just,
well, it's because they're getting desperate. 800-686-2237. Thank you, Ted.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
All right, there goes Ted Anderson on with us for about 6-7 minutes. Let's go back to Jeffrey Grubb. Jeffrey, please continue with your research of how the real government, the shadow government, works in your book, Corporatism, the Secret Government of the New World Order, available from progressivepress.com, progressivepress.com. Go ahead.
Okay, and before I had a show, Alex. I got to read you a Samuel Adams quote about the Second Amendment. But
an Al Qaeda quote? Oh, you're going to mention a terrorist on my show? Okay, go ahead. Right. I guess. I mean,
can I read that right now?
Read the terrorist. Yes.
Okay. This is specifically in reference to you know, Obama saying, you know, the all these government people saying, no, you can own a gun, but we just want to restrict it. Blah blah blah. You know, they want to put, they want to take control over it and certify. You know, it's like a certification. You know. When you have a certification over something, like organic food or whatever, the government can come in and control it, basically. So
turns a right into a privilege. You know, go ahead.
Yeah. So here's Samuel Adams. Among the natural rights of the colonists are these: first, a right to life; secondly, a life or to liberty; thirdly, to property, together with the right to support and defend them, keyword defend them, in the best manner they can. Okay. The key to that quote is the best manner they can. Now, what that means is if it's best for us to defend our property in pursuit of happiness with an AR-15, which of course uses .223 most of the time, then that's what we should, that's specifically what we should use according to this founding, this key founding father. So when somebody like Obama says that, oh no, we want to restrict something like .223 ammo, they're breaking the law. They, the people should act accordingly to what they're doing and basically not cooperate. We should perform civil disobedience against this administration in every way. That, which is what I think is the best way to, eliminate these people. But that comes from, I'm reading out of a book called The Second Amendment by David Barton. That's page 24. And then he's got the cite, the reference in there exactly where it is. In,
no, I know Adam's that quote. Book. I know it well. Your website, yeah, by the way, is abstractadam.com. Abstractadam.com. Please continue.
Yeah, that website is mostly just my academic work. There's probably not a whole lot that, it's probably not what the listeners are thinking. It's just basically an academic site. But, continuing on, let me tell you another story about what happened at Purdue North Central. I think you'll really like this one. This is different than the story of trying to, you know, forgetting to take my gun out of my stuff when I entered the prison that I was teaching at. But this happened last summer. I was teaching ethics class. And, you know, these ethics classes in college, you know, it's just a lot of fluff. You can get the concepts over pretty easy. So you got to fill it in with interesting concepts in the meantime. So, of course, I'm bringing up the Second Amendment all the time. But a couple days into the class, we were talking about evolution before that. And, you know, I was talking about how it's just the theory and, you know, really a lot of the research they say out there that it proves evolution is just a joke. You know, these 4 million-year-old bones, how do we know those are connected to our lineage? And, you know, they say that there's all this evidence in the junk DNA or the retroviruses to show that we've got the exact
well,
same
I want to
pattern.
But I mean, I want to be clear about this. The way the phony churches have made the debate, I think, is unscientific, too, and not in the Bible, you know, claiming, you know, things are, you know, however many years old. I mean, clearly, I believe we have an old earth. You know, the Bible talks about creations before that. Regardless of that, they, you know, they try to set all religion or spirituality against science when the science is showing that there is a master builder. But go ahead.
Yeah, we can go look at a fossil record. It seems like there's something, you know, step by step going on through the millions of years. The problem is trying to say that we come from apes. That's where the evidence
is. Yeah, these are separate arms. These are separate arms of development. You know, you don't have a fish turning into a human, or you don't have a chimpanzee turning into a human. These are separate, divergent. They have the continual fossil record that doesn't have, you know, these connections. There's these massive jumps, like overnight. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. It's called punctuated equilibrium. This gradual evolution that Darwin put forth doesn't really exist in the fossil record. That's actually pretty mainstream among biologists and stuff these days. But anyways, I was discussing that with students, and I was trying to, you know, be empirical as I possibly could, bringing up both sides of the story and saying, you know, I don't really know, and just the evidence for us coming from chimps is not there. So I had a couple students just absolutely, I mean, I could just feel their anger from the front of the room. They were just, okay,
you
so
were then, committing heresy against the eugenicist religion.
Exactly. Yeah, I was trying, you know, I was basically making it look like humans were not stupid animals, but were actually powerful spiritual creatures by doing that, which goes against that whole eugenics program. So then the next class, you know, to fill in time, we brought up some controversial issues to bring up, to illustrate the concepts in philosophical ethics, and those were the Second Amendment, of course. I'm always itching to bring up the Second Amendment. It's my favorite thing in the world besides reading is guns. I mean, just the freedom that carrying a gun gives you, as Thomas Jefferson said, you just can't, it's just second to none, that feeling. But anyways, so I started talking. I had this incredible handout for the students. I've got it right in front of me here. It's called The Lesson of the Second Amendment. Just incredibly well documented, you know, about 100 footnotes in the thing and so forth. And we were just going through it, and all of a sudden, okay, that lasted about, you know, 40 minutes, and then we moved on to the next concept or topic in the class. And then all of a sudden, there's a bunch of police outside the classroom door, and I'm like, okay, that's strange, but I just kept teaching. Then all of a sudden, a guy in plain clothes motions to me to come out of the room, and I get out there, and there's all these, you know, cops out in the hallway, and they said, we got a phone call that you're carrying a gun in your pocket, which, of course, I wasn't, because I've been too afraid to, of course, carry. It's a felony if you, it's an anti-Second Amendment.
So just talking about the Second Amendment, police came. It was,
Well, it turns out I found out from other students that that student bragged, one of the students that was so angry at me for just simply questioning and using empirical evidence to question the theory of monkeys coming, turning into humans through evolution, one of them called their mother, texted their mother, and said I had a gun in my pocket, and then the police came. So it was basically a student did that because they were just so angry.
That's what these fake intellectuals do is they try to shut down free speech by false reports, whatever they can, because it just, if your information is so powerful and so true, you should want to defend it. It's kind of like, you know, tens of thousands of people they've grabbed over the years and say they can't have court trials with the Enemy Combatants Act and the Military Commissions Act. I mean, if these are really terrorists and we've got proof, let's see it. But see, they always want to do everything they do in secret. And they don't want to allow any debate.
Well, the whole, you know, war on terror and, you know, Al-Qaeda and everything, if people look close, there's no evidence for anything. I mean, if I see a videotape on TV of Osama bin Laden, that's strictly speaking in the scientific sense not evidence. That's nothing, because, I mean, it looks
Well, it's
like
turned out those videos are old videos re-edited. That's been confirmed. And fake videos. I mean, they've put the classic morph computer head up, you know, with the one with him in the room. I mean, they put out admitted fake videos.
Yeah, I mean, the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park sure did look real. I mean, but of course they're fake.
Well, you saw Forrest Gump shake hands with Kennedy.
Exactly. Yeah, good one. But I forgot what I was going to say.
I'm good at that. No. I mean, you were going through, they came after you for having supposedly a gun. You didn't have one. How did that end?
Oh, yeah, we were talking about, that nothing in the war on terror is verifiable. But Stephen, Americans are trained to just believe whatever they want and, you know, not really just go look for evidence that the real, if you really want to get real information about the world, that is not about the spiritual domain, but about the world, you need to use your senses. That's what science is based on. But people don't know to do that. So then they can put on TV all this stuff about how, you know, there's this boogeyman here, this boogeyman there. Nobody asks for the verification for the evidence. People just believe it. And then you get this whole apparatus of society, basically everybody telling each other the lie. That's out of Orwell. You know, everybody tells each other the lie and nobody knows the truth. So you see it on TV and then you go to work and talk about what was on TV and you talk about it at church and you talk about it at
It's a feedback loop.
Yeah, and it's just always lie, 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 lie. And then when somebody comes along and says, oh, hey, Diet Coke isn't healthy. It has aspartame. Everybody says, I can't believe that. Nobody believes that. You're crazy. Everybody drinks it. It could never be.
And now they've gotten to the point of when we prove mercury's in the food and the shots, they go, okay, mercury's good. And we prove melamine's in the formula, and they go, okay, we've always said it's deadly. It's good for you. Mercury, melamine, lead, it's all good now.
Yeah, but the denial is just so unbelievable. Just like that police officer you had on last, an hour or whatever ago, I've had the same thing happen to me. When I started listening to you, I got out of stocks, I dumped my house, got into gold, did all the stuff you were saying, and I've even made members of my family tremendous amounts of money, but they'll still say, oh, you were just lucky, or it's just a coincidence, or, you know, it was like 20 coincidences, I'm like, 20 coincidences are just getting lucky.
But, well, that's what they say about all the predictions we make, or what the guest said about oil prices, that for the next year at least they were going to drop down, you know, to below 50. Lindsey Williams, Alex, you guessed they were going to announce a new Bank of the World where we'd pay our carbon taxes. Yeah, it's all over the news now, but you guessed that 5 years ago.
Yeah, that's exactly what people are just saying to me, too.
Oh, well, they like being slaves. But, I always say, listen to this show is very profitable if you take our advice. We'll be right back. Final segment with our guest. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John.
Big John.
Big John.
Big,
John.
Big, big bad, bad John. John.
Big John. Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy. But if he spoke at all, he just said hi to Big John.
All right, final 5 minutes we've got here with the author of Corporatism, The Secret Government of the New World Order, published by the great folks at ProgressivePress.com, put out Webster Tarpley's books that we carry at InfoWars.com. Don't forget, it's out on DVD, shipping out now, The Obama Deception. This is the way to have it. Need to have this film, InfoWars.com. Spread it out. Activists take action. Keep it up. It's number one video everywhere right now. Want to commend you. By the way, in the retransmission starting in about 4 minutes, Dr. Chuck Baldwin came on about the Mayak report and big breaking news concerning Ron Paul and Bob Barr considering litigation against the state police for this and those that wrote it. And that'll be the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center. We need to get on the offensive here. Commander David K. Rabin, the head of the American Legion, about Obama wanting to basically cut health care, make troops pay for their own health care. Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers, amazing interview, and of course Jeff Grubb, full circle now here, ladies and gentlemen. Retransmission starts in a few minutes at InfoWars.com. Okay, you've got about 3.5-4 minutes left, sir. You've got the final word on any other issues you'd like to cover.
Okay, that's great, because I got something big I want to say. I've been wanting to call into your show for a couple months to say this. I think you're onto this, Alex, and probably a lot of listeners are too, but I just want to say that I think that it's beyond a shadow of a doubt to me that the New World Order is now using our movement to carry out their agenda. I heard Chuck Baldwin in Hour One talking about Rush Limbaugh, is talking about the Missouri issues and stuff. You know, all of a sudden Glenn Beck is our friend and having Ron Paul all the time. I mean, these people have been the most unwavering traitors, all acting in unison for what, decades, and now all of a sudden, they're disclosing all this information. I don't buy it for one second. There's a lot of other reasons why I don't buy it either. there, I think that what the New World Order is doing, this stuff's getting too big. You're getting too big. Everybody's waking up. So what they're going to do is basically use the movement to carry out their ends. You know, I mean, I think
they're going to try to co-opt to get people's confidence. But be specific. What are you hitting at here?
Well, I think, I mean, look, they're going to try to ban gardening. I mean, that reminds me of in Robin Hood when they banned the book Robin Hood when they banned hunting.
Like,
deer.
Oh, you're saying they want to cause a revolution?
Yeah, they want riots. They want to burn this place down.
Oh, I agree with you, but we need to expose that as well.
That's what I mean. I mean, they're going to put in their own guys for this revolution. And you know, they're going to have then their other guys waiting on the other side after they destroy the old world to set up their new world that they want. I mean, think about it. They're doing crazy things. There are all this foreclosures and inflation and homelessness and gun laws and banning gardening. People can't pay these taxes. They're driving people into revolution. They're stepping it up unbelievably. It just has to be the case. They're trying to make everybody go crazy. And if they're doing that, then that's part of their agenda.
But the ring, as our earlier guest said that they're after, is they want to cause the rebellion, have it be violent, have the military and police against the people. That's going to backfire, and they are not invincible and can be defeated. But I agree, they're positioning themselves in case they lose to pose as the patriots to then take it over. But we will expose that, and we are exposing that.
Yeah, it should be easy to figure those people out when they, you know, because like you say, bear judge people by their fruit. But that's what I think is really going on. I just don't buy it that all of a sudden Glenn Beck just doesn't about face. I mean, he was calling us terrorists a year ago, and now all of a sudden he's having Ron Paul on his show.
That's why I went after him. That's why I went up against him. Okay, I hear you, and I appreciate you joining us, sir. Thank you so much for spending time with us. Good to have you on. We'll have you back on in the future. Get progressivepress.com, and you can get the Obama Deception at infowars.com. That was a powerful radio show. Great job, crew. Great job, producers. Back tomorrow, 11 to 3 Central. Spread the word about the show and the free podcast. Now over 130,000 downloading it free every day at InfoWars.com on the listen page. Retransmission starts now on stations everywhere and InfoWars.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new Silver Solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new Silver Solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new Silver Solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new Silver Solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.